monster can eat that's not humans, because if he gets a taste for human flesh, it's over.
Well, how about we ask him what he'd want besides humans? Hey, Conehead.
That was good.
Oh my god, he ate Joseph!
Oh my god, what are we gonna do?
Junior, let's climb up here. He can't reach us up here.
I'll suck the marrow from your bones!
Well, I like the sucking part, but not the marrow part.
Well, call the cops, Cody!
Okay, hello? 911, you're on your way? Okay, great. Okay, Junior, they're coming.
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Oh, hey, you're that food monster thing. Oh, hello.
We're hiding up there, because he eats humans!
Oh, hey, freeze! He's trying to eat you! Get on the ground!
But you told me to freeze.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, unfreeze.
Freeze!
Unfreeze on the ground, freeze! Jesus, I gotta be so specific with people these days.
What are you doing to my baby? Oh, I just got this basketball so we can ball together. Isn't that right, LeBron James Goldhead?
They're trying to kill me!
Yeah, well, your son is trying to eat these kids, so I'm gonna give you two options. I can either shoot him or you can eat him.
Oh, my baby boy. Well, I brought you into this world. I guess I have to eat you out.
Hey, what? I'm gonna need you to rephrase that for me.
I'm about to eat him. I'm about to eat this booty like groceries.
Ew.
I wish that was me.
Wow, I can't believe you ate the whole thing. Yeah, it's never easy eating your first kid, but it does get easier. At least that's what my schizophrenic grandma told me before she put me in the microwave. Anyway, now that the threat's neutralized, I guess I can go home. I'm just grabbing one of these Skittles. Oh, see ya.
Oh, I think I'm gonna throw up.
Yeah. Well, Junior, now that that's over, I think it's time we address the elephant in the room.
Your mom's here? Your big fat mom's here?
No, Junior, the elephant in the room.
Oh, that olive oil isn't a real thing?
No, the actual elephant that's in the room. It's right here. It's huge. What's it doing here?
There is a huge elephant in the room!
You didn't notice the giant elephant? We just climbed it a minute ago.
I didn't even notice. I guess I'm just so used to your fat mom being around that I just assumed that was your mom.
You thought we climbed my mom to get away from a monster?
I don't know, Cody. I don't know how the elephant got here.
Well, I don't know either. It's not mine.
Well, it's not mine.
Well, maybe it was Joseph's.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on today.
I don't know.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
You guys want to wrestle?
Oh, yeah. We can WWE wrestle.
Okay, you guys try to pin me.
Come on, Joseph. Let's pin him.
Yeah, get behind me, Joseph.
Bro, hell no. I'm not about to wrestle you guys.
What? What? But we got to pin him.
I'm not about to pin him down. Dude, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of just chilling with guys all the time. We need chicks. We need girls, dude.
Yeah, Joseph is right. We do need girlfriends.
Well, you guys can get girlfriends after you pin me. Look, I'm already wiggling.
Come on, you want to pin him?
I'm not pinning his ass down. I'm not about to get musty wrestling his ugly tail.
Okay, so listen, we do need girlfriends. I haven't even spoke to a girl since me and Penelope broke up.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You're losing your swagger, dude. Let's go and pick up some hoes. We need chicks for every day of the week. My d*** is too dry.
I'm sorry, what?
He said his d*** is dry.
Yeah, you heard me.
See, every time mine gets like that, I pee a little bit.
Smart man. I need a technique.
Excuse me?
Well, every time I feel a little dry down there, I piss my pants a little bit.
Wait, you're telling me you always have a little bit of piss in your pants?
Yeah. Every man does it.
Yeah, like a little drip.
I don't do that. I never piss my pants.
Only 3 drops. It's not like we're totally pissing.
Yeah, maybe it's like a gay thing, because straight people do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be gay that I don't piss my pants.
Well, all straight people, like, pee a little bit in their pants.
I don't think so. I think that's just you guys.
Well, we have to get girlfriends.
Yeah. Okay, well, don't tell them you piss your pants.
Girls already know we do that.
Yeah, it's like cooties. We know they have it. They know we piss ourselves. It's common knowledge.
I don't think they know that. I don't think that's common. I think that's just you.
Well, no, it's all straight men.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we find hot chicks, Joseph?
Not the diaper section at Target.
What the fuck? Wait, what? You said the diaper section at Target?
Well,
we don't want to date babies. That's ew.
Hey, weird ass. Hey, check his laptop. I'm worried about
that. Yeah, I want to call the FBI.
List.
No, I said that because you guys pissed yourselves.
Wait, why would we check the diaper section at Target for women?
Well, I said not the diaper section at Target.
But I don't understand. Like, why didn't you say, oh, go to the thong section? Right. But you're bringing up diaper section?
Well, no, because you guys pissed yourselves. That's what it... You guys pitch yourselves and you're acting like I'm being weird?
I don't know.
You sound like a baby lover.
I want to see... I want to check your search history a little bit.
I don't piss myself.
Yeah, you're going to be getting a knock from the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joseph, not him. Don't answer this question, Cody, weirdo. Mm-hmm. Where do we find hot chicks?
Bro, I'm telling you, we got to go to the dog park. I saw a group of them with their dog last night.
Oh, my God. We go to the dog park because we are dogs.
Let the dogs out.
Well, dogs do piss themselves. That makes sense.
Well, I want to be a Michael Vick dog.
One of them big booty meat.
All right, Cody, come on. We're going to pick up chicks.
You guys have fun.
What? You're not coming?
We need a third man.
No, I'm gay. Why would I come?
Well, they don't know that you're gay. And also, you're so ugly, you're going to make me and Joseph look like supermodels.
Yeah, 10 times better, dude.
Okay, I guess I can go be a wingman.
Appreciate it, man.
Wait, what's that, Ken? You want to stay here and watch Looney Tunes? Okay, but just remember, real life isn't that loony. Roadrunners don't really do that. They don't go meet meep. Can you imagine?
Cody, come on!
Meet meep.
Good boy! Fetch!
Oh, dude, there's the hose. I told you I got them on lock.
There's three of them. One for all of us. Or two for one of us since Cody's gay.
Oh, dude, I'm getting a 2-for-1 special since I introduced you.
So how do we get the girls' attention?
Dude, just put on your pillow face. Oh, yeah, they're going to come crawling our way.
Fetch!
Ew!
What's wrong, boy?
This motherfucker has gross-ass teeth. Don't look at his teeth.
Yeah. I can smell his teeth from here.
Let's get out of here.
Damn it, dude, you always scaring the hole!
Yeah, why'd you ruin it with your stupid ugly ass teeth?
You were so
close! Sorry, guys, I didn't mean to.
You didn't mean to, your teeth are yellow as shit!
You didn't even try, dude!
Looks like you ate macaroni and cheese.
Put your hole in,
shove them all over your mouth.
Fuck, put your head in the damn ground or something.
Yeah,
next
you
time.
Scared the bitches away.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Get out of here, Cody. Wow, Cody, wow.
I know, right, dude? We were so close to getting those three girls, you ruined it!
I'm sorry, guys, I can't help my teeth, it's genetic.
What the hell you mean you can't help it? All you need is a toothbrush and a toothpaste. You never use one?
Well, yeah, but it doesn't work.
What the fuck? You scrub with the motherfuckers. Open the damn toothbrush. Have you ever opened the toothbrush in the toothpaste and used them? Scrub the damn teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, you damn liar. I'm gonna beat your damn ass right now.
Joseph, look at his face. He already feels bad enough.
I should knock them damn teeth out. You shouldn't use them anymore.
Yeah, Cody, why can't you just brush your teeth?
Jenny, you don't even have teeth.
Well, if I did, I'd sure as hell brush them.
And look at my teeth. They're so damn perfect because I take care of them. God damn, you look like you just drain piss and chew on concrete 24-7.
Okay, well, speaking of piss, you guys piss your pants. How about that?
That's normal!
Yeah, women expect that. They don't expect teeth to be that yellow.
Jesus!
Guys, don't you think I feel bad? Don't you think I look at Ken's perfect smile and get jealous?
Well, I don't know how to say this, Cody, but since your teeth are so ugly, we have to kick you out of the Skeeter Boys.
You can't be a Skeeter Boy anymore.
But, guys...
No, you can't be a part of the Skeeter Boys.
No, come on, you don't mean that.
I mean it, Cody. No more
than kick me out of the Skeeter.
That's right my fucking ear, Cody. Shut up, and your breath smells like shit.
Yeah, septic tank breath ass.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, get the step in, Cody.
Okay. A commercial?
Oi there, are you tired of having disgusting, rotting, yellow teeth?
Yeah.
Do your friends call you piss drinker and concrete eater?
Yeah, they do.
Do you scare people away in public with your disgusting, jiggity-ass teeth?
Fucking yes, we get the point.
Then come down to Vinnie Veneer's orthodontist office, where your teeth can go from these to these. Man, those are some pearly white teeth.
Eureka! That's it, guys. I'll go see Dr. Vinnie Veneer and get new teeth.
Heck yeah, dude. Definitely go see him. He's my orthodontist. He's a sick man. If you're really good and you stay still, he'll give you candy afterwards. And then he'll work on your teeth.
Wait, what?
Oh, and he's famous as hell. He was on an episode with Chris Hansen one time.
He got caught by Chris Hansen?
No. Someone hacked his laptop and he was just going to meet the kid in person and tell him not to hang out with those type of people.
Okay.
He was never convicted. Chat loss was crazy as fuck.
Oh, I do need teeth really bad.
Well, let's go see him and see, like, if he'll give you a deal.
Okay, guys. Yeah, we'll go see him, and then I can join the Skeeter Boys again.
Only if you get new teeth.
Yeah. Okay, come on, let's go to the dentist.
Hey, Vinny, how you been, man?
Oh, well, look who it is. If it isn't Lockjaw.
Oh, dude, that's my old nickname. He still remembers.
I'm his favorite customer. My jaw was locked for, like, 3 days straight. I had to drink through a straw and everything. Crazy.
He did.
Yeah, yeah. How you been, Vinny?
Oh, I've been great. It's been a while. How have you been?
Pretty good. My braces been tight. You think you can take them off for me?
Oh, of course I can. It's just gonna cost about $3,000.
$3,000? You know I don't got the type of money. Can you give me the discount like last time?
No, that was only a one-time discount. I'm looking for new customers now.
Well, I brought you Cody, ugly ass. His teeth is pretty messed up. Can I get a referral fee?
Oh, I'll talk to you about that afterwards. Okay. Cody, why don't you come sit on a dentist's lap?
Oh, lucky!
Oh, now let me see that pretty mouth open up.
What do you see, Doc?
Oh, I see a pretty mouth.
Oh, well, can you fix my teeth?
Oh, I can do a lot more than fix your teeth.
Yeah, referral fee coming up, motherfucker!
Freeze! You're under arrest!
Oh, shit, it's the force!
You're going away for a long time, Vinny. We have the whole place wiretapped.
Oh, shoot.
That's right. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you.
I'm sorry, Lockjaw. Looks like I won't be able to take the braces off of that pretty mouth.
Aw, my referral fee!
me, though!
Yeah, we're definitely using that.
And I'm sorry, Curtie. You have the sexiest mouth I've ever seen.
Yep, using that, too.
Oh, I love your mouth so much.
Okay, you're really not doing yourself any favors here.
Simmons, your mouth is so sexy.
Can you just take him to the car?
Come on, mate. Come on, mate.
Oh, I miss you, sexy mouth, Cody.
Oh. You just had to hit on my damn dentist, didn't you?
Yeah, Cody, now you're never going to get good teeth. We're never going to get girlfriends.
Wait, what's going on here?
Look at Cody's teeth.
Yeah, peel them bitches back.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, smell.
Ugh, why does it smell like plastic? That's toy ass. I don't even know what that means.
Well, listen, we really wanted Cody to get veneers because all girls are afraid to hang out around us because they see his ugly teeth and they go running.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm a dentist. I can give him veneers. But
you can?
Yeah, I can probably use this creep's office, too.
Oh, well, speaking of creep, you should probably check Cody's search history.
Yeah, check that laptop. He's weird.
Yeah, because we said, where should we pick up hot chicks? He said the diaper aisle.
No, I said not the diaper aisle.
Well, he said the diaper aisle.
He definitely did.
Well, I mean, I pick up chicks at the diaper aisle. Yeah, I like MILFs. I'm into freshly ripped MILF puh. Okay. Yeah, let's get those veneers on. Come on.
Well, how much is it going to cost?
Oh, don't worry. I think we can work something out. I'm just kidding. I'm not like that. It's going to be $10,000.
Well, we don't have $10,000.
I really do need new teeth.
Can we get, like, a rain check?
A rain check?
Isn't that like a check that you give them later?
I didn't know that was a form of payment.
I thought that was a wet check.
Yeah.
We'll work something out. Okay. We'll go payment plan or something.
Well, guys, no more yellow teeth, Cody.
Yeah, Cody, you actually look really good. I'm glad the dentist gave you a payment plan of $10 a month for the next 1,000 months.
Yeah, dude, I'm surprised you look this fresh. You did a good job.
Oh, hold on. My abs are itching. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm still working with that, too.
Yeah, you look like the whole package, Cody.
Damn right.
All right, now come on. Let's go to the park and pick up these damn girls, dude.
Yeah, those girls are definitely going to talk to us now that your stupid, ugly, yellow teeth aren't distracting them.
Yeah, finally.
Let's go.
Oh, thank God. That kid with the ugly-ass teeth isn't here.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, thank God. I'd rather lick my asshole.
Let's play fetch again. Go get it.
All right, ladies. Check out us now.
Oh, my God. Look at his teeth.
Yup, I had braces for like 7 years. I look sexy as fuck, don't I?
And his glasses.
I'm not wearing glasses.
Guys, I think they're talking about me.
What? You're so handsome.
Check this
out. Oh, my God!
Ladies, would you like to come back to our house?
Well, is he going to be there?
Only for one of you.
Yes.
Oh, then yes! Let's go!
Come on in.
Okay, ladies, what movie do you want to watch tonight?
Cody, take off the shirt.
Yes, smiling too with those beautiful teeth.
Yeah, they're so perfect.
Wait. You got a sexy piece of chocolate right here with braces in his mouth. Come on, Ben.
Yeah, ladies, come sit with us. Joseph, show me your teeth.
Ah!
Great face!
What the fuck?
That sounds like a hate crime to me.
I heard it too, dude.
Hey, let's put Cody in the middle.
Yeah!
Wait, Cody, you're gay.
Yeah, I know, but I like the attention. Hey, I might even try out that straight thing you were talking about.
Yeah!
Dude, he's hogging a hoe!
You're a hoe hogger, Cody! A hoe hogger!
You shut the bitches, man!
Yeah, what are you doing? Oh my God, I hate
You're
this
like
Cody. I'm Mr. Cody with yellow teeth.
I know, I want to punch him in his mouth so bad, bro.
That's it, Joseph. I gotta punch him in the mouth.
Yeah, you got to! Shit, somebody do!
Hey, Cody. You had a piece of toast in your mouth.
What, a piece of toast?
Yeah, like a piece of toast stuck in your teeth.
I didn't eat any toast today.
Well, I don't know. Looks like you ate some toast to me.
Yeah, I've seen some toast.
Yeah, it's a little tiny piece of toast.
I mean, I should probably check it out.
No, let me grab it. I insist, let me grab it.
Let me grab the toast.
Oh, there's a piece of toast.
Yeah, that
my ugly fucking teeth!
Look at it! That's right, bitches, you look at this thing! This is not real him!
Look at that ugly ass mug!
Guys, why did you do that?
Because, Cody, there's a lesson to be learned here. You shouldn't change for anybody. You're supposed to be happy with the way God made you or something.
That's not why you did it. You did it because you were jealous.
No. Yeah, we had to show you who you really are because God made you that way, and there's no reason to change yourself because...
See, you can't even get through without laughing. You know it's bullshit.
No! God made you the way you are, and you shouldn't change for anybody.
It wasn't our choice.
Don't try to make this immoral. You guys are just assholes.
No. Listen, you embrace that ugly fucking face.
Is it that bad?
A little bit.
I got the abs.
Yeah. Guys, what do you want to do tonight?
Oh, dude, a new episode of Dr. Finkelschiss is on.
No way.
Yeah, turn it on, dude.
I'm gonna turn it on. Cody, can you hand me the remote?
Say please.
Fight back, nigga! Fight back!
Take the remote, take the remote, take it!
Stupid, please.
That's what I thought.
Jesus. Woo-woo-woo! Hello! I am Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, and today I will be proving to you that the government is lying to you. The September 11th, 2001 attacks were planned years before they actually happened. And I can prove it! The government has been leaving little breadcrumbs on the money. For instance, if you fold a $5 bill just the right way, you can see the Twin Towers not yet on fire. Okay, that's not that weird. But if you fold a $10 bill the exact same way, now they are on fire. How could they have known this? And if you look at the $20 bill, even more on fire. And on a $50 bill, now they are gone. Only smoke remains. And if you look at the $100 bill, now they are back, but they are still smoky and they are shorter now. I think maybe they actually meant to put this one on the 50 and the 50 on this one. But you know, it's very difficult to plan an attack years in advance and then little clues on the money to confuse people. So I don't really blame them for getting that wrong. Now, I know what you are thinking. Dr. Finkelschitz, you are cuckoo. You are crazy. No, I am not crazy. And I can prove it. If I could just get a hold of the President's Book of Secrets, I could prove this. And I could prove that JFK's driver actually shot him and that Mark Zuckerberg is actually an alien who landed at Roswell. Well, do you really think a human could come up with the idea for Facebook? No! No human could ever think of making a website where you can post pictures for your friends on the internet. I am onto you, government! Not everything is as it seems! See? This is actually a wig! I bet you didn't see that coming! Mom! Where's my PB&J?
I'm making it now, honey.
My tummy! It hungers!
Guys, the government planned 9/11!
No way, dude!
It's on the money. You see that, Cody?
Guys, Dr. Finkelschitz is a nut job.
A nut job that knows what he's talking about?
Cody, do you have a $20 bill?
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay, fold it like he folded it.
Okay.
Like in half, in the corners.
Like that?
Dude, that means it happened!
Yeah, we all know it happened. There's video of it. This isn't the only proof.
But they put the proof on the money, Cody. They planned it.
Well, why would they leave clues on the money?
Because they have to tell you before it happens, duh.
Yeah, like Grand Theft Auto 5, they leaked Grand Theft Auto 6 in the game because they want to show people that's coming out.
Okay, but what do they expect people to do with this information?
Stop it. I don't know. No one ever thought to fold it like that until now.
Guys, this is stupid. If you just look at a $20 bill, it has the White House on it. Next to it are two bushes. So yeah, if you fold it, it's going to look like smoke.
Cody, you just showed more evidence. Think about it. The person in the White House planned 9/11. Two Bushes. We had George W. Bush and his dad as presidents. That's two Bushes.
Dude, you are a genius.
Yeah, 9/11 was planned by George W. Bush and his dad.
No, it wasn't, Junior. The $20 bill existed long before Bush was even president.
When did the $20 bill come out?
Well, I don't know. A long time ago.
Abraham Lincoln planned 9/11.
No, not my nigga Lincoln.
No, not Lincoln. Because planes didn't exist and neither did the World Trade Center.
That's why he was so genius. That's why he's called Honest Abe. He had the big hat to cover up his brain with all his ideas. So Abraham Lincoln planned to fly planes to the World Trade Center way before those things ever existed because he was that smart.
Okay, yeah, I guess fuck the Wright brothers. He invented planes and the World Trade Center and the idea to knock down the World Trade Center with planes.
Yeah, that's what Abraham Lincoln did.
No, it's not what he did. That's stupid.
Okay, you know, if we had the president's book, we'd be able to confirm all of this.
And how are we supposed to get the president's book?
Oh my God, how do we do that?
I know a guy.
Nicholas Cage!
What, Nicholas Cage?
In National Treasure 2, he kidnapped the president and took him underground, and he made him give him the codes to get the book from the Library of Congress.
Yeah, that was a movie.
Oh, you think they changed the codes by now?
Well, yeah, they changed the codes.
So we have to kidnap Donald Trump and get him to give us the codes to get the book.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that'll be easy to kidnap the president.
Well, the cool thing is we're friends with someone who's done it before, and we can ask him. I'm calling Nicholas Cage.
You're calling him?
Okay, guys, it's ringing. Oh, hi, Nick.
Nicky, baby!
How was that shit you took earlier?
Pretty big one.
What, you guys talk about how big his shits are?
Yeah, he likes to do it.
Your accent. Pennsylvania Dutch?
No, I'm from Florida.
Yeah, he's American. So the reason we called you, Nick, is we want to kidnap Donald Trump because we want to get the secret president's book, but we don't want to fail.
You know, Thomas Edison tried and failed nearly 2,000 times to develop the carbonized cotton thread filament for the incandescent light bulb. And when asked about it, he said, I didn't fail. I found out 2,000 ways how not to make a light bulb, but he only needed to find one way. To make it work.
Mm. Okay, well, we're not going to get 2,000 tries to kidnap the president.
Yeah, we got to get on the first try.
180 years of searching, and I'm 3 feet away.
He's in front of the Declaration of Independence.
He just hangs out there?
Yeah, he's a faggot.
People don't talk that way anymore.
I know. I'm not supposed to say that word. We're getting canceled. I don't know. You're just being weird.
If there's something wrong, those who have the ability to take action have the responsibility to take action.
That's why we should kidnap Donald Trump so we can get the secrets for the American people. That's what he's talking about.
I'm going to steal it.
No, we're gonna steal the book. We got it.
You're gonna steal the Declaration of Independence.
You're gonna steal that again?
Wait, again? Really? You already did it.
Alright, so guys, we have to think of a plan to steal the Declaration of Independence. Wait, I mean.
That's not what we're doing.
We're stealing there.
Nick?
A big one.
Junior, is this just a recording you have on your phone? You don't know Nicolas Cage!
Okay, guys, here's my plan to get Donald Trump to come over.
I can't believe you fake knowing Nicolas Cage.
I do know him!
Yeah, we do know him, dude!
That was a recording.
No, it was a real phone call. You shut up. Listen, this is my idea to get Donald Trump to come over.
McDonald's?
He loves McDonald's, so when he smells McDonald's, he's gonna come over here to eat it, and we can ask him for his book.
He's not gonna be able to smell it all the way from Washington, D.C., and if he wants McDonald's, he can get it whenever he wants.
Okay, does anyone else have any bright ideas to get him to come over?
He hates Mexicans, dude.
He does hate Mexicans. So if we had an illegal immigrant in the house, he'd come over to deport him.
But I don't think he's going to personally come over to deport him.
Doesn't Chef Pee Pee kind of look like a Mexican?
Yeah, with a sombrero or something.
Yeah.
He's Italian.
I don't care. He looks kind of Mexican. So if I call the ICE people, they'll come over to deport him, and Donald Trump will come personally kick him out.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's worth a shot. Let me get my phone. Okay, guys, it's ringing.
Is that a fake recording, too?
No, it's real.
Hello, immigration police.
Yes, immigration police. There's someone in my house that I don't think belongs here.
Oh, okay. What's he look like?
He looks like a Taco Bell eater.
Well, I eat Taco Bell, does it mean?
No, it's a guy who looks like he could be good at baseball.
Barry Bonds?
No. He looks like he's afraid of chupacabras.
Kid, I'm gonna need you to start speaking English.
He's Mexican.
We'll be on our way.
Okay.
Did it work?
I don't
Everybody
know.
Everybody free! Show us your papers!
Where are you, Mexicans? Where are you? Because I'm going to ship you to Colombia.
Wait, what the hell is going on?
Show us your papers, man. Papeles, amigo.
I don't have any papers. I am American.
Yeah, you think you're American because you lived here long enough.
You're stealing our jobs and you're eating our dogs.
No. I never ate dog. Well, one time. And I was at a Chinese restaurant and they said it was authentic.
I don't understand your Mexican accent. Listen, you're Mexican as shit because you're over here eating chips and salsa, the food of your people.
Yeah, show us your papers, man.
I don't have any damn papers!
Send him to Colombia!
Come on, you're going to Colombia.
No! What the hell?
Bye-bye.
Oh, Mr. Donald Trump, before you leave, we got you McDonald's!
Yummy, McDonald's in my tummy.
So do you want a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder?
I'll have the Quarter Pounder.
Right, Mr. President, could be poison. Let me try a bite first.
God damn it! I never get to eat my own goddamn food!
We have some questions.
Fuck!
We have some questions for you.
What?
Are you really changing the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America?
Yes.
Why?
Because the Gulf is surrounded by North and South America.
But it touches Mexico.
Yes, but Mexico is also part of North America.
Okay.
Wrong.
Okay, also, is there a book that has all the secrets of America in it?
I don't know. There might be, there might not be. I don't know. Quite frankly, there could be, but there could also not be. But if there was, it might look like this. I don't know.
Is that the book?
I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Let me check.
Is there any way we could look at it?
No way, Jose. And speaking of Jose, did you deport the Mexican that was in the kitchen earlier back to Colombia?
Oh, that Quarter Pounder was delicious. Definitely not poison, but I'll go check.
You do realize that Mexicans aren't from Colombia, right?
Yes, but Colombia is further away than Mexico is to America, so they'd have to travel back through Mexico to get to America. Plus, they all speak Mexican.
You mean Spanish?
No, Spain speaks Spanish, Mexico speaks Mexican.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Donald Trump, there's a Mexican behind you!
Where?
Grab the book!
Oh no! The Mexican stole my book!
Hurry, Cody, look it up!
I'm trying to find the right page.
September 11, 2001.
Look it up, dude!
The moon landing was fake.
Obviously.
Pixar animated it.
Ooh.
Martin Luther King was a robot.
Wow.
No way.
Harriet Tubman invented twerking.
I believe it. She was thick as hell back then.
JFK just had Pop Rocks and Coke. That's why his head did that.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh,
right here. September 11th, 2001.
Read it.
You Mexicans, give me my book back. My book.
What do you want me to do to him, sir?
You know what? No TikTok for a week.
Oh, that's the worst punishment. I'd rather go to Colombia.
Okay, Daddy's going to bring you back.
Oh, God. So, Cody, what did you see about September 11th?
I saw horrible things. Things you guys wouldn't believe.
What, dude? What?
Did you get to see who planned it?
Yeah. It was Nicolas Cage!
What? Not Nicky, baby!
There's no way Nicolas Cage planned it.
Yeah, just call him and ask.
Okay, I want to call him. Okay, it's ringing.
Hi there.
Hey, Nick, did you plan a terrorist attack in New York City in 2001?
Pretty big one.
Oh,
your accent. Pennsylvania Dutch?
No.
We're crying. All right, baby, you want to watch a movie?
Sure, Mommy.
Hey, you! What did you eat?
Baby, that wasn't me.
I heard a
come out of your caboose!
It wasn't me. Look, it was a whoopee cushion.
Well, aren't I just a little stinker? Owie.
Jeffy, why don't you go do something? Like, go read a book.
I can't read.
I have an idea. Jeffy, why don't you go check the mail and see if my shoes came in?
Wait, you ordered shoes?
Yeah, Marvin. I'm sick of walking around barefoot.
Yeah, Jeffy, go check the mail.
Check the mail? My doorbell, huh?
We'll take a flashlight, Jeffy.
Oh, yeah, we do have the world's brightest flashlight.
Oh, my God, Jesus Christ. I think I'm blind.
Jeffy, just go check the mail. Marvin, are you okay?
I can't see, I'm blind!
Mail time, mail time, mail time! Oh, there is a package in there! What is that?
I'm gonna go check it out.
Hello? Is anyone there? Oh my God!
Ha ha! Easiest murder I'll ever get away with! And the best part is, no witnesses! Oh! Hey, did you see what I just did?
Maybe.
You gonna tell anybody?
No.
Good! Time to get rid of this evidence! You didn't see nothings!
Oh good, the cops are here!
Freeze! Get on the ground, motherfucker! One movement will blow you away!
We're not playing around!
Okay.
Hey, drop that lightsaber. I know it's a lightsaber. I've seen Star Wars.
It's a flashlight.
I said drop it, bitch!
Okay.
Okay, Simmons, get him! Thought you could murder a little girl and get away with it, huh? Well, not on my streets.
I found the murder weapon.
Good job, Simmons. Oh, you're going to jail for a long time. Let's go tell your parents what you did. Come on.
Are you okay, Marvin?
No, I have third-degree burns on my face because of how hot that light was, and I can't see.
You'll be okay.
Ugh, your son is under arrest.
Jeffy! Was my package in the mail?
Yes.
Well, did you grab it?
No, I got arrested.
Ugh, I'll get it myself.
Jeffy, why did you get arrested?
Your son killed a little girl across the street, no less.
Jeffy did not kill a little girl.
Oh, yeah? Then why did I find him with this lightsaber, huh? Seems like Sith activity to me, killing younglings.
That's a flashlight.
Okay, Count Dooku. Well, we also found this bloody knife.
Okay, did you find Jeffy holding that knife?
No, but he was very close to it.
Jeffy, did you kill a little girl?
No, but I saw who did it.
Ooh, tea time, spill the tea. Who was it?
Well, I don't know his name or anything, but he was bald with a little bit of hair on his sides, and he was really scary.
What, was it him?
No, close, but no.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I guess we can take you to the police lineup and you can pick him out. Come on. Okay, Jeffy, these are all the criminals that have been arrested tonight, so just point out which one did it.
Can they see me?
No, you're totally safe in here. This is a two-way mirror, so we can see them, but they can't see us.
Okay, then it was him.
Hey, don't point at me, you little shit!
I think he can see me.
No, he can't see you.
Yes, I can! That little shit in the blue helmet and the yellow Jeffy shirt, you're dead when I get out of here! No one's safe for you anymore! No one can protect you!
Yeah, that's definitely him.
Oh, yeah, this is just regular glass. Huh, I guess he can see you. Well, you listen here. Just because this kid right here in this blue helmet and yellow shirt ratted you out and he's gonna make you spend the rest of your life in jail doesn't mean you need to get all mad. You should be mad at yourself for killing that girl.
Well, you just tell him that no one's safe for him anymore, because I'm gonna send my goons after him.
Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh. Ha, I got you. I Bugs Bunny'd you. So. Come on, Jeffy, let's go.
Good news, sir. We caught the guy that killed that little girl. And Jeffy, here's the one that pointed him out.
Good job, kid. You can have that lollipop.
Okay. There is just one more thing, though, sir. The killer knows Jeffy's the one that pointed him out, and he said he'd send his goons after him.
Well, you know what that means. He has to go into witness protection.
Okay, great. So where's that?
Your house.
What, my house? Why does it have to be my house?
Because you're a cop. You can protect him and his family.
But, sir, I don't want them to go to my house.
That's an order, guy. Now you tell his family they're moving in with you.
I hate my life. Come on, Jeffy. Let's go.
I thought you got shoes.
I did, Marvin. They're shoes with wheels on them.
Those are roller skates.
You should get some, too.
Hey there. I have some good news, and I have the worst news I've ever heard in my life.
What's the good news?
Oh, those are sick.
Thanks.
Oh, well, the good news is Jeffy's not under arrest anymore because he correctly identified the killer.
Yay! Whee!
God, that looks so fun.
What's the worst news?
Oh, well, the worst news is now the killer knows who Jeffy is, and he's gonna try to kill him, so now all of you guys have to come live with me.
But why do I have to live with you?
It's like witness protection, where we protect witnesses, apparently by sending them to my house because I'm a cop.
But what if we don't want to live at your house?
Why wouldn't you want to live at my house? It's fun. I have TV. You act like I don't even have TV.
Well, I mean, what if we just want to stay at our house?
No, now you have to live at my house because you offended me. I wouldn't want to live at your stupid house anyway. It's stupid. With your stupid red couch. What are you, like, five, and you're stupid? stupid popcorn ceilings. Those are dumb.
Well, how long will we have to live at your house?
I don't know. Just until they execute the guy or whatever. Just come on. So pack up your stuff and we're gonna have a sleepover! We can paint each other's nails and talk about boys! Come on!
Yay!
Okay, welcome to my house. I hope it's not too stinky for you or whatever it is you were expecting. It's not a third world country. We have food. Honey, I'm home. We're home.
Boynie, you didn't tell me we were having company. I would have cleaned.
No, you wouldn't. You never do any of your womanly duties.
Boynie, you're such a cod!
Yeah, well, look, Karen, these people are going to have to stay here for a little while because they're in witness protection. See, their son witnessed a murder, and now the murderer is after them.
Boynie, that was nice of you to offer for them to stay with us.
Oh, I didn't offer, and apparently they don't even want to be here because apparently they think we live in a barn.
That's because we make animal noises at night, Boynie, right?
She means her snoring. I haven't touched her in years. She snores like a polar bear.
Ah, buddy, there you go again. Always making jokes. It's because I love to drink Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Coca-Cola.
So where do we sleep?
On the couch?
No, Boynie, look at the bedroom.
What, like hell? That's my bed. They can't sleep in it. It's a sleep number. It's adjusted to my body. It knows what I like.
But Boynie, you said it was only for a little while.
I lied. I don't know how long it's going to be. They could be here for years.
Boynie, let them have the bed.
All right, listen, where are we going to sleep at? We're okay with the couch.
On the couch.
No, Boynie, let them have the bedroom. Besides, if we sleep on the couch, then you have to cuddle with me.
Ugh. Okay, fine. You guys can have the bed, but don't you dare touch my sleep number. My sleep number is 37, and I'll know if you mess with it.
Okay, baby, I'm gonna put our stuff in the room.
Oh my god! I love your rollerblades! Thank you, I got them today. Boynie, I want rollerblades!
You don't even have legs, Karen.
Ooh, Boynie, instead of a boob job, I want a leg transplant!
I don't even think they do that.
Hey, can I jump on your back and we can roller skate around the living room? Sure! Whee!
I have to poop.
Yeah, the bathroom is right there. Just don't touch my toothbrush.
Oh, man, I only wipe with toothbrushes.
Jesus, this is going to be a long night.
Breaking news, M.K. A man that has killed a little girl has just escaped from jail. He's extremely dangerous, and if you see him, call the police immediately.
Oh, no, the killer escaped? Well, that's not good. Well, good thing nobody knows the witnesses are here. Wait, hold on, who's calling me? Hello?
Hey, this is the police chief.
Oh, hey, chief. Are you sick? You sound different.
Oh, yeah, real sick.
Oh, well, I'm really sorry to hear that. What can I do for you?
Yes, so, where are those witnesses against?
Well, I took them back to my house like you told me to, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember. So, what's your address?
Oh, it's a 321 Pickle Tickle Lane.
Oh, how could I forget that?
Yeah, it's pretty memorable. By the way, Chief, did you see that the killer escaped?
Oh, yeah, damn shame that is. It would be a real shame if they came to your house and killed all of you.
Yeah, that would be really bad. Well, it's a good thing that he doesn't know my address and he doesn't know the witnesses are here, which they are.
Oh, yeah, really good. Well, anyways, I'll see you soon.
Wait, you're coming over, Chief?
No. I mean, like, see you soon, like, tomorrow, at work.
But, sir, I requested tomorrow off months ago. You already approved it.
Oh, yeah, how could I forget that? I meant, like, bowling.
Bowling? Well, fuck yeah, I'll go bowling with you, Chief. That sounds like a lot of fun.
All right, well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye. Oh, man, going bowling with the Chief? That sounds great. Maybe I'll get that big promotion. Should I let him win? Oh, I'll definitely let him win. I won't use bumpers.
Hey, we had an accident.
We? What do you mean we?
We pissed the bed.
We pissed the bed? You all pissed the bed?
We were having a tickle fight.
And our bladders are full and we peed.
You pissed in my sleep number, you son of a bitch!
It was a cuddle puddle and it escalated quickly!
Yeah, it escalated into a piss puddle in my sleep number.
I'm done.
Is that mine and Karen's toothbrush in your ass?
Yeah, I told you I had to wipe.
Oh, Jesus, this is a nightmare. I should have let you all get murdered.
Boynie, it was an accident!
In accidents? Plural accidents?
What do we do about the pee?
You clean it! You clean the pee! You take the sheets off the bed and you clean the pee with soap and water!
There were no sheets on the bed when we peed.
Oh good, you peed directly on the mattress? Now it's a piss number! Get the fuck away from me with that! Get the fuck back!
Do we just put newspaper on the pee like in Big
Daddy? Yeah, you put the newspaper on there and sleep in your filth like animals! Jesus, everybody get away from me!
Time to teach that kid a lesson for snitching on me! I'm gonna cut him like a fish!
Oh boy, somebody's at the door! That must be my Uber Eats! I ordered Taco Bell and a Baja Blast!
Time to die!
Hey. Oh my god, that's the killer! The door's locked, idiot! You can't get in, and I have no reason to ever go outside!
Oh yeah? Well, I guess you don't want this Taco Bell, do you?
No! My beefy five-layer burrito! Give me that, you bastard!
All you have to do is open the door and let me kill that kid, and this is all yours.
Well, I can't do that, but I got three people who just pissed in my bed I'm pretty mad at. You can pick from one of them.
No! I want the kid who snitched on me!
Look, I can't let you kill him, no matter how good that Taco Bell is.
Oh, really? Well, I guess you wouldn't mind if I eat this beefy five-layer burrito.
No, don't do it, you bastard. I'll kill you.
No, that's my burrito, you son of a bitch. No, spit it out. No, don't do that. That's my burrito. No, my burrito.
No, he ate it. The bastard ate it. Have mercy.
Oh, man. That beefy five-layer burrito was so good, but now I'm so damn thirsty. If only there was something for me to drink. Oh, what's that? Is that a Baja Blast? You mind if I get a sip?
Don't you dare sip my Baja Blast. I'll have you beheaded for that.
Here I go.
No, my blast. My beautiful Baja Blast.
You can eat my beefy five-layer burrito, but when you drink my Baja Blast, that's where I draw the line. My. Ha-ha, my Baja Blast.
Well, joke's on you. I have HIV, and I have open sores in my mouth.
I don't care. I have my Baja Blast, and the front door is locked, so have fun out there.
That's good. You want some Blast?
Sure.
It's got HIV on it.
What?
Yeah, it's got HIV on it. That's what you get for pissing in my bed, you goon.
Well, what were you doing at the front door? You were screaming a lot.
Oh, the killer was there.
What, the killer?
Yeah, he escaped. But don't worry, I locked the front door. He can't get in.
What about the back door?
He's the killer!
Marvin, hold my blast. My hands were getting cold. Okay, Marvin, if that killer kills me, do not give him my blast. Even if he has a knife to my wife's throat, do not give him the blast. Got it?
Okay.
Okay, one more sip.
I think he's going to your room.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Marvin.
Goodman, what are you doing here?
Well, first off, do you have your house payment? No, I'm pissed. So that's not the point. I mean, somewhat the point. But anyway, I woke up with some bedhead. My hair was fine, but when she was done, I realized that I had this dream. It was more like a nightmare that you bought this big effing stuffed pig with a pile of cash that I didn't know you had.
I did not buy a big stuffed pig. What would make you think I did that?
Well, it was one of those dreams that felt real, so when I woke up, I just had to come over and check.
Well, dreams aren't real.
Well, Martin Luther King had a dream. And his was real.
Well, I promise you I did not buy a big stuffed pig. I mean, where would I even get the money to do that? And even if I had the money, I wouldn't buy a big stuffed pig.
Well, that's why I'm here. I'm going to come in your house and check. And if I see that you have a big effing piggy, I'm going to turn your ass into a purse.
A purse?
Yeah, I'm going to put you across my knee. I'm going to squeeze your ass cheeks together. And I'm going to sew your ass shut. And then I'm going to put a zipper right down your ass crack. And then I'm going to put coins in that bitch in your ass. I'm going to put nickels, dimes, quarters, half dollars. Susan B. Anthony coins in your asshole. And then I'm going to walk around with my coin purse. And every time I see a vending machine, I'm going to unzip your ass, stick my arm in all the way to the elbow, and pull out a couple of quarters. And so I can get me a soda and carry on about my day. And then if I feel like I'm just going to smack my coin purse just so I can hear the change in there jingle around.
Well, I swear to you, if you look in my house, there's no reason you should, but there is no big effing piggy in my house.
Well, that's why I'm going to come in and check.
Well, whatever you do, don't check the kitchen. He's not in the kitchen.
Oh, well, that's where I'm going to check first. Move.
Oh, no, not the kitchen.
Now, if I was a big effing piggy, where would I be? Nope, not in there. Marvin, I'm talking, this is a big effing piggy. It's so big it wouldn't even fit through this door.
Good. What would be the issue if I did have a big stuffed pig?
The issue is if you bought a big effing piggy, that means you have money to do fun shit and not pay your house payment. Every time you get money, it needs to come to me. You're like 5 years behind on your house payment. Maybe 10. I gotta crunch the numbers.
Well, you just keep looking in the kitchen. I'm gonna go get a magnifying glass to help.
Oh, you won't need a magnifying glass. This is a big bitch. You might need a rope or something to lasso that fucker.
Oh, okay, I'll get a rope.
Where Or is that Piggy?
Jimmy!
Peppa Pig, Tom.
No, Jimmy. I swear to God, we have to hide this pig right now.
Oh, we're watching Peppa Pig.
I know that, Jimmy, but we have to hide the pig because they're going to put coins in my ass.
Why would you do it?
No, I'm not going to do it. He's going to put coins in my ass. He's going to turn my ass into a piggy bank.
Well, why is he going to do that, Daddy? We can turn him into a piggy bank.
No, he wants my ass, Jimmy. Coins are going to happen in my ass. It's happening.
Well, why is this happening, Daddy?
Because we have to hide this piggy. If we hide this pig, my ass is safe. I need you to help me hide the piggy.
But we're watching Peppa Pig.
I understand that. But we gotta hide the piggy. Jimmy, if we hide this piggy and we don't find him, if you hide him in the hardest place ever, I will let you take the piggy wherever you want. To school, on road trips, anywhere you want, the store.
Can we take him on a walk with a leash?
Why would he need a leash? He can't walk.
Well, no deal if we can't take him on a walk with a leash.
Okay, fine. You can walk with a leash, Jimmy. You have to hide this pig so no one can find it.
All right, Daddy. Don't worry. I'm gonna hide this piggy so good that the CIA won't even be able to find this bitch.
Okay, good. Hide him.
All right.
Go now!
No, Daddy, it's like hide and seek. You gotta get the left.
Oh, okay, Jimmy, please, hide it. No, I don't want to be able to see it. I don't want to be able to find it.
Daddy, it's gonna be great.
Oh, man, I hope Jeffy hides that pig.
Good news, Marvin. I found this fossilator when I was looking for the big effing piggy. Now I can beat your ass with it. My coin purse will be red and have this lion texture on it.
Well, there's no reason for you to look upstairs. There's no pig up there. I already checked.
Well, I'm gonna look for myself, so go on.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, man, I just know Jeffy didn't hide it.
Where's that piggy at?
Marvin, are you taking a nap?
No, I just didn't want you to see the pig. Wait, where's the piggy?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Where is that piggy?
Because there is no big effing piggy. I told you there was no piggy.
Well, I'm still going to keep looking. I'm even going to look behind your couch cushions.
Well, there's no reason to look behind the couch cushions. Isn't it a big pig? It wouldn't fit behind there.
Yeah, you're probably right. But I'm still going to check behind the couch. No, not there. Where is that piggy at?
I told you there was no piggy. It was just a bad dream.
Yeah, I guess a dream is just a dream.
Yep, a dream is just... Why are you smacking me with that?
I don't know, Marvin, but I think I'm going to go home now because I can't seem to find the piggy.
Yeah, let me walk you out.
All right, thanks, Marvin.
Oh, stop it.
Well, Marvin, you got lucky. I was really beginning to think that your ass was going to be my new coin purse.
No, I knew there wasn't a big piggy in my house. I told you I don't love...
What? What's wrong with you, Marvin?
Nothing. I don't lie. There's no big piggy, so let's go downstairs.
Well, there is one place I never checked. I didn't look in the attic.
Well, there's no reason to look in the attic, because that piggy's so big, I don't think it would fit in the attic. I think it would halfway get stuck in there.
You're right. It was a big effing piggy in my dream.
Yeah, it was just a dream, so let's go downstairs and just don't look back. Well, Goodman, have a safe drive.
Don't tell me what to do.
Well, then I hope you get a car accident.
How rude of you to say that!
I don't know what to say. You got mad at me when I said have a safe drive.
Well, Marvin, I'm going to be back at the end of the month to collect your house payment, and if you don't have it, the same ass purse scenario is going to happen to you.
Okay, I will get the house payment, I promise.
Okay, and if I ever find out that there's a piggy in this house... What?
I thought I saw a missile.
A missile?
Yeah, I thought I saw a fighter jet missile, and I think you should come inside and check the attic.
Yeah, you're probably right, it was eating at me.
Yeah, come check the attic,
What the? What are you doing?
Hey, stop hitting me!
Why'd you put the piggy outside? He was safe in the attic.
Well, you already found him in the attic, and you told me to hide him from you.
What? Not hide him from me, from the other guy.
Oh.
He didn't see him in the attic.
Oh, my bad.
Move him now.
Okay.
So, Goodman, you find a piggy in the attic?
No piggy in the attic, but I found something else that's pretty cool. Look.
What?
Why?
Because I felt like it. All right, check the attic, checked everywhere else in the house. This house is piggy-free.
I told you there was no piggy. It was just a dream, so I think you just go outside. I'll go outside and check.
What were you saying, Mark?
There's no piggy in the house, and I'm glad you checked the attic because it's not up there, and I think we should just go downstairs. That's a nice bow tie.
Well, thank you so much. It's part of my elf and asshole suit.
Yeah. I think we should go downstairs.
Hold on. I really want to turn around.
No, don't, please fucking don't do that. Let me just get some.
Why the fuck are you putting it back in the attic?
You told me you put it back in the attic.
But don't say that! Here.
Alright, go on, Warren.
$0.75
Oh, I'll take a glass. What do you need? Like $0.75 or a $0.50? Watch me pull a $0.50 out of this ass. Oh, look at that, Marvin. You got plenty of money.
Booty, 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 a bill to pass due!
They're always
past due, Karen.
Well, Pointy, we need to make more money.
Well, I already have like 50 jobs, Karen. I'm already a cop, a doctor, a firefighter. What else do you want me to do?
Well, we could sell some of our stuff.
Well, like what? Sell the couch?
Yeah, Pointy, we could sell the couch. We could make like $500.
$500 is not going to be enough to cover these bills, Karen.
Well, we could sell some of your knickknacks, Pointy, and maybe you can quit drinking.
Okay, well, I'm never going to quit drinking, but I guess I could sell some of my knickknacks. I mean, I do have something that's worth money.
What is it, Pointy?
Let me go get it. I have Tom Brady's last Super Bowl touchdown ball.
Oh my God, Pointy, how did you get that?
What do you mean, Karen? You don't remember when Antonio Brown came to my hotel after the Super Bowl and gave me his jersey and this ball?
Well, that was nice of him.
Yeah.
Well, how much is the ball worth, Pointy?
Well, the ball itself is probably worth about $1 million.
Oh my God, $1 million? Sell the damn thing!
Well, there's just one little problem, Karen.
What's that, Pointy?
This damn signature.
What's wrong with this signature? Is it smudged?
No, it's just Antonio Brown's signature.
Oh, isn't he the nice man that caught the football?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Why unfortunately?
Well, you see, Karen, he's a super gremlin now.
What's a super gremlin?
Well, I'm not entirely sure, but if he is in fact a gremlin, I guess somebody fed him after midnight because he tore off his clothes and ran across the field during a football game.
He did that?
Oh, yeah, take a look. Yeah, see, that's him right there. Yeah, there he is. He's on demon time.
Well, maybe it was hot outside.
Yeah, maybe, but that still doesn't really explain why he whipped his wiener out at a public pool and stuck it in a lady's face.
Well, that's inappropriate.
It sure is, and so is throwing patio furniture off the 14th floor of a condo, endangering the people below.
Well, Boyne, I'm sure that's not going to affect how much the ball is worth.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sure him punching a moving truck driver in the face and throwing rocks at the truck probably didn't affect the price of the ball either.
Boyne, I'm telling you, someone's going to want this ball.
Yeah, maybe somebody will. I guess I'll take it to a pawn shop and see what they'll give me for it.
Hey, welcome to the pawn shop. What do you got for me?
Well, I actually have Tom Brady's last Super Bowl touchdown ball.
Whoa, damn, that's gotta be worth at least $1 million.
Okay, I'll take it. In cash, please.
Wait, what's this?
That's one of the other players' signatures. I don't know whose that is.
Wait, is that Antonio Brown's signature?
No, definitely not. That's number 18. Yeah, that's Tyler Johnson. The ball's just upside down.
No, that's definitely Antonio Brown's signature. Yeah, I don't want this ball. Especially not after he bought an arena football team and didn't pay any of the players.
Yeah, he did do that.
And, you know, all of the assault charges.
Yeah, those. Yeah, there are those. But what about the ball, though?
Okay, look, if you can get Tom Brady to sign this ball, then it would be worth $1 million.
But Tom Brady's never gonna sign this ball.
Yeah, I know, that's your problem.
Okay, but like, what if Tom Brady didn't sign the ball? How much would it be worth then?
You would have to pay me $5 to take this ball.
Okay, I guess I'll try to get Tom Brady to sign it.
Well, Karen, I got good news and bad news.
What's the good news?
The good news is the pawn shop will give me $1 million for this ball. Well, you see, Karen, that's the bad news. They will only give me $1 million if Tom Brady also signs the ball.
But that should be easy, Boydie. You love Tom Brady.
Oh, I do love Tom Brady. But you know who doesn't love Tom Brady?
Who?
Antonio Brown.
That's silly, Boyne. They were teammates. They have to love each other.
Oh, yeah, you'd think. Especially because Antonio Brown didn't have a job before Tom Brady got him signed to the Buccaneers and let him live in Tom Brady's house, and then they went on to win a Super Bowl together, so you'd think they'd be really good friends.
Yeah.
But see, they're not, because Antonio Brown mocked Tom Brady about his divorce.
That's horrible!
Oh, it gets worse, Karen. He also photoshopped his head on Tom Brady's body in pictures of him and his wife together.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, it is, and so is this kid's book cover he photoshopped that says Daddy doesn't live here anymore and shows Tom Brady leaving his house and Antonio Brown living in his house, implying that he is now the father of Tom Brady's children.
That's so mean!
Yeah, it is. And so is this. He posted a picture of him hugging Tom Brady's wife after this Super Bowl, so there's no way Tom Brady's signing this goddamn ball.
Boyne, you're being silly. He's not gonna recognize that signature. That could have been any of the players.
He put his number next to it.
Boyne, you just gotta try. He won't care.
Yeah, okay, maybe you're right. Well, luckily, Tom Brady does have a public signing today, so I guess I'll take the ball there and try my luck.
All right, everyone in line to meet Tom Brady. Remember, one signature per person.
Ma'am, do you know how Tom Brady feels about signing Antonio Brown balls?
Sir, you're gonna have to wait your turn.
That's not what I asked. Bitch.
Oh, wow, I see you have an Antonio Brown signed ball, too.
Oh, yeah, this is actually his last Super Bowl touchdown ball.
Oh, awesome, I have one of his playoff game touchdown balls. Do you think Tom Brady's gonna sign it?
Listen, man, I don't know, that's what I'm wondering, too.
Next in line!
Ooh, wish me luck!
Okay, I'm gonna see how this goes, because if he doesn't sign that kid's ball, he's not gonna sign mine.
All right, sir, this is Timmy.
Oh, hey there, Timmy.
Oh, my God. Hi, Mr. Brady. I'm your biggest fan.
15 seconds, sir.
Okay, let's hurry this up. You want me to sign something?
Yes, will you sign my ball?
Sure thing, champ. Wait, what the fuck? Is this Antonio Brown's signature?
Yeah?
Get the fuck out of my face, you fucking brat! If you're a fan of him, you're not a fan of me! Sarah, turn this ball and tell this kid he can never see me again!
On it, sir!
Wait, Mr. Brady, no, please!
Get the fuck out of here! I wouldn't kiss you if you asked me! Next!
Alright, next in line!
I actually just want a picture.
Okay. Alright, sir, this guy just wants a picture.
No, what's wrong? You don't want old Tommy's autograph?
Oh, no, sir, Mr. Brady. I think a picture will be just fine. Say cheese!
Sorry, my smile wasn't good enough. That kid in front of you pissed me off because he wanted me to sign that Antonio Brown ball.
Oh, yeah, what an asshole. I would never do that.
Sir, did you drop this?
No, that's not mine. That's not mine. You should just throw that away.
Okay.
But what trash can, though? It was very nice meeting you, Mr. Brady.
ma'am, I actually want that back.
You said it wasn't yours.
I lied.
Well, how do I know you're not lying now?
Well, you were going to throw it in the trash. Who cares?
Boynie, you're back! Did you get your ball signed?
No, but I did get this selfie.
Aw, that's a lovely picture, Boynie, but why didn't you get your ball signed?
I didn't ask.
You didn't ask?
He cussed out a child, Karen.
Boynie, you're a grown-ass man. You could have asked nicely.
Well, if he would cuss out a child, imagine what he'd do to me.
Boynie, we need that $1 million. I bought Hulu without ads.
What the hell, Karen? We don't have Hulu without ads money.
Well, we would if you sold the ball.
He is never going to sign this ball, Karen.
Well, Boynie, what if you removed the signature?
Well, Karen, it's permanent marker. It's not coming off. It's permanent.
Well, we could cover it with a Band-Aid.
Let me think about how that would go.
Sure, I'll sign your ball. Wait, what's under this Band-Aid?
Antonio Brown's signature? Fuck you! You thought you could trick me, you son of a bitch! I'll kill you! Yeah, we're not gonna do that.
Boynie, I could go and ask him to sign it because I'm a girl, I'm hot, and he's single.
You're not a Brazilian supermodel, Karen.
Well, that's rude.
No, I think there's only one way I can get this ball signed.
How?
I'm gonna have to kidnap Tom Brady.
What?
I'm gonna kidnap Tom Brady and force him to sign the ball in order to be let go.
Boynie, you can't do that!
I am gonna do it. I'm gonna kidnap Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr.
And who's gonna help you do that, Boynie?
I know just the guy.
Hello, you've been standing there for like 5 minutes.
Oh, sorry, I was just waiting for the transition. Yeah, I need your help kidnapping Tom Brady.
What, kidnapping Tom Brady? Why?
Well, you see, I have his last Super Bowl touchdown ball, but it's signed by Antonio Brown, which means it's pretty much worthless unless it's also signed by Tom Brady, so I need to kidnap Tom Brady and force him to sign it.
Well, why do you need my help?
Well, who am I gonna pin it on if I get caught?
What?
What? Look, I just need your help kidnapping Tom Brady.
Well, do you have any good ideas to kidnap Tom Brady?
Well, I was thinking we could set up a kissing booth and hire his son, but we're just gonna make so much money, because Tom Brady's gonna be there all day. Kissing his son on the mouth, which he often does frequently.
Okay, well, I have a better idea. What if we tie a string around a football and throw it in the yard, and then maybe Tom Brady will grab it and we can pull him in?
Oh, that could work. Tom Brady loves football.
All right, Marvin, throw the ball in the yard.
Okay.
All right, now let's go wait upstairs.
Doom, 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 doom. Just going for my nightly stroll. Is that a football? I love footballs. Blue, 42, set, hut.
He grabbed the football, Marvin! Pull it in! Pull it!
Wait. What am I getting out of helping you kidnap Tom Brady?
I'll give you $10,000! Just pull it in!
Okay.
Whoa!
Pull it in, Marvin! Pull it! Pull it! Oh, he's a big boy! He's a big boy! Bring him in! Bring him in! Okay, we got him, Marvin! Tie him up!
Tie him up!
What the hell? Why'd you guys tie me up?
Mr. Brady, we need you to do something for us.
What, you need my help getting in shape? TB12 method?
No, I need you to sign my football.
Wait, I remember you! You were at my signing! Why didn't you just ask me then?
Well, because, Mr. Brady, it's a football that Antonio Brown also signed.
What the fuck? No way in hell. I ain't signing that. You might as well just kill me.
Oh, come on, Mr. Brady.
No way, Jose. When pigs fly, under no circumstances. Absolutely not.
Well, just sign it real quick.
No way. Not in a million years. On no account. In no circumstance.
It's just a quick...
Not by any means. Not for all the tea in China. Not under any circumstances. Not on your life. Not on your Nelly. Over my dead body. When hell freezes over. Certainly not. Hell no. I don't think so. Not for love or money. Not in any way. Forget it. God forbid. Never. No indeed. No thanks. Not at all. Not for a moment. Not really. At no time. In a pig's eye. Nair. Negative. No fear. No siree. Nope. Not under any circumstances. Not over one's dead body. Hold the chili. Hold the cream. Hold the mustard.
What?
I'm good. In no case. In no wise.
I don't think he wants to sign it.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
What if we offered you money to sign it?
I don't want money. I want Antonio Brown to suffer.
Well, Mr. Brady, I have his Super Bowl jersey. What if I traded it for you so you could, like, wipe your ass with it?
Okay, I like that idea. I'm gonna wipe my butt with it. Okay, you got yourself a deal.
Okay, I'll get it. Okay, Mr. Brady, I got your jersey.
It says brown. That's the color of the stinky shit I'm gonna take on it. Anyway, I signed your ball, so bye.
Oh my God, Marvin, he actually signed it.
Let me see. Burn in hell?
Yeah, but look, he still signed it.
Yeah, but it says burn in hell on it.
I don't even care. You know what? I don't even think I'm gonna sell this. This adventure's been too much fun.
Guys, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK!
wiped his ass with Antonio Brown's Super Bowl jersey, and then auctioned it off for $2 million.
Wow, he sold that fast. You think he'd wipe his ass with my ball?
Probably not.
Oh, well, I'm going to take it home and show my wife.
Karen, 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 he signed it!
Really, Boynie? Let me see!
Look!
Boynie in hell! Boynie, why would he write that?
Well, it might be because we kidnapped him, or he may have been talking to Antonio Brown.
Okay, but Boynie, how are we going to sell this ball for $1 million now?
Well, Karen, I made the decision. I don't want to sell the ball. It means too much to me.
But, Boynie, how are we going to pay our bills?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I can pick up another job.
Boynie, I have an idea. I could sell feet pics online.
Karen, you don't have feet.
But, Boynie, I can download stock images of feet and sell them online.
Jeffy, get in here. It's time to eat pizza.
We got Daddy feeding me pizza instead of green beans before GTA 6? That's Skibbity Toilet.
That's what toilet?
Skibbity.
What the hell is Skibbity?
Marvin, it's that song from Splash Mountain. Skibbity-doo-dah, Skibbity-ay.
No, Mommy. I'm being Sigma. My aura level is maxed.
What are you talking about, Jeff? You're not making sense.
Daddy, you're totally being Ohio Baby Gronk Riz.
What?
I'm edging, Daddy. I'm trying to munt. Let me go.
Jeffy, I don't know what you're talking about. You're talking crazy.
Where's my Sprite cranberry for my pizza? My Lord and Savior, LeBron James, needs me to goon for my Goonie Tunes.
Are you having a stroke, Jeffy? You're not making sense.
F in the chat, Father. Rest in pepperone.
I think we should call a doctor. I think Jeffy's having a stroke.
Yeah, Marvin, go call the doctor.
Okay, let me get my phone.
Jeffy, can you explain to me what's wrong?
No problem. Here's the information about the Mercedes CLR GTR. The Mercedes CLR GTR is a remarkable racing car celebrated for its outstanding performance in sleek design, powered by a potent 6.20...
It's limited production rate.
Hey, somebody call a doctor? Oh, you're talking about the Mercedes CLR GTR.
No problem. Here's the information about the Mercedes CLR...
No, that's okay. I've already heard it. So what's going on?
I'm going to get this pizza out of the way.
Yeah, get out of here. I lost my appetite.
But the pizza...
My son is talking crazy.
Well, what's he saying?
Jeffy, say the stuff you've been saying.
Sometimes you gotta pop out and show me.
Don't say that, Jeffy.
A minor...
Oh, I see what's going on. He's Skibbity.
What?
Skibbity Toilet?
But what is this toilet thing?
He has W Riz, Marvin.
W Riz.
Livy Dunn Riz.
Who is that?
Look, Marvin, he probably just fell asleep while he was watching TikTok and now he's got brain rot.
Brain rot?
Yeah, a lot of kids these days have it. That's why they're trying to ban TikTok. Hold on, I have a test to see if he actually does have brain rot. All right, Jeffy, would you rather have $100,000 in your bank account right away or Renegade Raider?
Renegade Raider?
Yeah, he's definitely got brain rot.
Okay, well, how do you fix it?
Well, you have to defeat the Skibbity Toilet God.
Who's the Skibbity Toilet God?
He's a head that lives in a toilet, but you have to have very powerful aura to defeat him.
Do I have powerful aura?
No, you don't, Marvin. Oh, hold on. John Pork is calling.
Who's John Pork?
Believe me, you do not want to answer that.
What is going on?
Marvin, you just have to have really powerful aura so you can defeat the Skibbity Toilet God.
And how do I get that?
Well, hold on. I think Jeffy might have a powerful aura. I have to test it. All right, Jeffy, let's mew. All right, Jeffy, that's enough mewing.
I like your cut, G.
Ow.
What were you guys just doing?
We were mewing, Marvin. Jeffy's Sigma.
What is mewing?
You don't know what mewing is, Marvin?
Like a cat, like mew.
Oh, cringe.
Chat, is this real?
F's in the chat.
Well, what am I doing wrong?
Everything, Marvin, you're beta.
Well, how do I not be beta? How do I get Jeffy to stop talking like that?
I told you, you have to beat the Skibbity Toilet God.
So I go to my toilet and he's there.
Yes, but you're not ready to see him yet. You have to be based. You know, Poggers, Fortnite Battle Pass.
If I buy the pass, will I be based?
No, goddammit, Marvin, Uganda Knuckles. Uganda Knuckles, Marvin, do you know the way?
No.
Well, I will teach you the way, Marvin. I have 3 tests, okay? First, you have to learn how to mew.
Okay, teach me how to mew.
Okay, you have to pucker your lips and squint.
Okay.
Marvin, you look like you're pooping.
I don't know how to mew!
Okay, clearly. Okay, we'll come back to that. For now, follow me to the kitchen.
The kitchen? Why am I wearing a Toon Squad jersey?
Because, Marvin, for this test, you have to drink this entire bottle of Sprite Cranberry without spilling it.
That's not hard.
Oh, yes, it is, because you have to do it without getting caught by LeBron James.
LeBron James isn't here.
Well, every time somebody opens up a bottle of Sprite Cranberry, LeBron James just magically appears.
No, he doesn't!
All right, don't say I didn't warn you.
Hey there! It's me, LeBron James.
What, LeBron James?
Yeah, I told you, Marvin.
Whoa, is that a Sprite Cranberry? That's my favorite drink, G. Willikers.
I know, buddy.
Oh, Space Jam 2 is the ultimate Space Jam. Bugs Bunny told me himself I'm his favorite.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Mm-hmm. I get to play basketball with my son like he's 4 years old. Michael Jordan could never.
Okay, Marvin. Drink the Sprite. Quick, quick, quick. Go, go, go.
Hey, hey, get back with my Sprite Cranberry. Ah! Hey, is that a Sprite Cranberry?
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm safe in here. Let me just drink this Sprite Cranberry.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy, Sprite Cranberry.
Oh no, I'm almost done. I just gotta hurry up. I gotta hurry up.
Sprite Cranberry?
What's gonna happen to me? Marvin, you get caught by LeBron James.
My Sprite Cranberry.
What's he gonna do?
Well, he can either kill you or you can call him your Pookie Bear.
Say it.
What?
Yeah, call me Pookie Bear. Who's your Pookie Bear?
LeBron James, you're my Pookie Bear.
Yeah, that's right. Sprite Cranberry.
And you have to listen to one of his made-up stories.
What?
LeBron James is a pathological liar. He said he knew Kobe was going to drop 80.
Yeah, I saw it in a dream once.
Oh, LeBron James, didn't you see the dinosaurs go extinct?
Yeah, I played 1v1 with a T-Rex. Then I looked up in the sky, saw a meteor, and I said, man, that looks like that's going to make us extinct.
See?
And it did.
Oh.
Well, come on, Marvin. Let's go do your next test.
Bye, LeBron James.
I'm about to play basketball.
What's wrong, Marvin?
I almost got killed by LeBron James.
Marvin, say it right.
LeBron James.
Well, how did that happen?
Because he didn't drink all of his Sprite Cranberry fast enough. That's how.
Wait a second. I thought that was only seasonal.
It is. We just taped the label onto a bottle of normal Sprite. LeBron James didn't even notice.
It was a lot of Sprite. I can't drink it that fast.
L. L's in the chat for Marvin.
Listen, I already failed the stupid test. That means I can't fight the toilet.
No, Marvin, you don't have to pass all the tests. You just have to pass 3 tests.
So there's a lot of tests?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch.
Well, then give me an easy one to do.
Okay, hit the gritty.
Hit the what?
Whittily, hit the gritty.
What's the gritty?
Just gritty.
Isn't that a sandwich from McDonald's?
No, Marvin, that's a McGriddle. God damn it, you're on unk status. You're giving ick.
How do I not give ick?
Okay, let me see your gyat.
My what?
Your gyat. Stick your gyat out for the Rizzler. Bend over. Oh, you do not have a gyat. Libby Dunn would not like this at all.
You're saying people's names. I don't know these people.
Okay, Marvin, try being the biggest bird.
What?
Be the biggest bird.
How can I be a bird? I'm a human.
But like, I'm the biggest bird.
If you're the biggest bird, I can't be the biggest bird.
Marvin, just be the biggest bird, like the goat.
You want me to be a goat or a bird?
Oh, Jesus Christ, Marvin, you're so chuggy. Wait, don't you know Shrek?
Yes, I know Shrek.
Okay, that's good. Shrek is love, Shrek is life. All you have to do is go kiss Shrek on the mouth and you'll pass the test. Maybe even two, because Shrek is so love and life.
I'm not kissing Shrek on the mouth, he's disgusting.
You want to beat the Skibbity Toilet God, don't you?
Yes.
Then go kiss Shrek.
Okay.
I didn't know that much shit could come out of my ass!
Hey, Shrek.
Not right now, Donkey. I just found out that I have C. diff. Get a load of this.
Oh, God, it's not so bad.
Oh, isn't it great, Donkey?
No.
I'll just bask in the ambiance of my shit.
Oh, God, I'm getting lightheaded.
Ah, me too. Isn't it great?
No.
Oh, Donkey, it's like beavers built a dam out of sticks and twigs to stop the shit from coming out of my ass. But it's not working, Donkey, because the Hurricane Katrina shit is coming and it's gonna break the levees, Donkey! Break the levees!
Oh, God.
Oh, Donkey. Donkey, it's like my asshole is a gumball machine just producing little shit balls like...
Okay, that's enough. Listen, Jack, I need your help.
What do you need, Donkey?
Well, I need a... So bad.
Oh, Donkey, you want to know what's really bad?
What?
When you're in the middle of taking a shit, and then your asshole starts itching in the middle of it, and you itch it anyway.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you gotta get all the way to the knuckles. All right, well, now I'm just playing with myself.
Okay, Trick, stop it.
Oh, Donkey, get away from that.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah, Donkey, I see the fingers, and there's still a little bit of shit left underneath.
Oh, God, I want to hear it!
Underneath my nails from last week's shit.
No, Donkey, get away from my face! I need your help!
Oh, what do you need, Donkey?
Okay, listen. I need to give you a kiss.
Oh, I thought you'd never ask, Donkey. Come here, you!
Not your ass!
Well, why not?
Because I need to kiss your mouth.
Oh, you think I'm sexy? Rub my titty!
No, I need to kiss you so I can get Riz.
Well, Donkey, I don't know anything about Riz. All I know is Chiz. Okay, guys, come here, get your hands off.
No, listen. Just give me a quick kiss so I can get Riz.
Okay, come here, Donkey.
Okay, give it. Let go of me.
I don't have any toilet paper because I've got a lot of crust. Crusty crab ass.
Did you do it?
Yes, I kissed Shrek. It was disgusting.
Oh, I can feel your Sigma aura. Bro thinks he's Cardi.
Okay, so can I take on the Toilet Man?
Family Guy Funny Moments compilation with Subway Surfers gameplay at the bottom.
What?
That means yes.
Okay, good. So I can go do the Toilet Guy.
Yeah, but take Jiffy with you. You're going to need his ratio.
His ratio?
Yeah, he has a high ratio.
Yeah, and if things get really serious, we'll just hit the T-pose.
Okay, let's go to the toilet. So I can just go to any toilet?
Yeah.
All right, because Shrek is shitting his brains out over there.
Yeah, no, he'll skeebity toilet right out of there.
I'm going to a different toilet. All right, Jeffy, there's the toilet. Now, how do we summon the skibbity toilet god?
All right, Daddy, I'm going to sing One, Two, Buckle My Shoe, and then you sing the Whopper commercial, okay?
Okay.
All right. Ready? Here we go. One, two, buckle my shoe.
Whopper, 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 whopper.
Skibbity bop bop, yeah!
Ah, it's literally just a head in the toilet. What do I do?
Then you gotta hit him with the sexy imposter.
What?
The sexy baka!
What?
New, Daddy, new! Huh, that's weak. Come on, Daddy, new! Mew like you've never mewed before!
I'm gonna mew.
Yay, Daddy, you did it! You stopped the skibbity toilet!
I did it!
Yeah, Daddy, mewed!
You did what?
I mewed and I took down the skibbity the skiing toilet man.
Oh, W. Marvin!
Yeah, so I'm not from Ohio and I have no baby Gronks.
Oh, Rose, you should totally hop to a spit on that thing to celebrate.
I think you should do that because I deserve it. Wait, you said if I took down man of the toilet that you wouldn't talk like this anymore.
It was cap.
Hard cap.
Okay.
Well, don't let this distract you from the fact that Klay Thompson went 0-10 in an elimination game.
He did?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, can you guys please just leave? I don't want to hear any of this stupid, dumb lingo anymore.
No problem. Here's the information about the Mercedes CLR GTR. The Mercedes CLR GTR is a remarkable racing car celebrated for its outstanding performance.
Card.
Here you go, Daddy. Read it.
World's best farter.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's going in time.
Happy Farter's Day.
Do you get it, Marvin? Instead of Father's Day, it says Farter's Day.
Yeah, I get it.
Like a fart.
Like a shit.
Yeah, I get it, guys.
What's wrong, Marvin?
There's no money in my Father's Day card.
You're not supposed to get money for Father's Day.
But Jeffy gets money in his birthday cards.
Yes, but that's his birthday.
Listen, baby, we're in a lot of debt. Jeffy would have held us out if he would have given me $100.
Marvin, it's not Jeffy's job to get us out of debt.
I know, just we're so behind on bills. Let me just turn on the Charlie Brown Father's Day special.
Hey, Dad, happy Father's Day. Where's Snoopy? I can't find him.
Womp, 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 womp.
What? You put him to sleep? But he was my best friend.
Womp, 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 womp.
Listen, I know he would fly his doghouse like an airplane and maybe get us in a little trouble with the FAA, but he didn't deserve to die.
Womp, 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 womp.
His ashes? Good grief.
Hey, Charlie. Want to kick the football?
Yeah, that would cheer me up. Here I go.
Ah!
Lucy's a bitch.
Jiffy!
Well, she did move the football when Charlie Brown was trying to kick it.
Yeah, that was real C-word behavior.
Jiffy, we don't talk like that.
I just can't focus on Father's Day, guys. We're in so much debt and I don't know how to pay our bills.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, Mkay. The famous painter, Jacques-Pierre Francois, has sold one of his famous paintings for $300 million. It is considered one of the rarest and priciest paintings because it was one of three paintings he's ever signed. So if you have a painting that is signed by Jacques-Pierre Francois, you could potentially sell it for hundreds of millions of dollars. And I have an exclusive interview with him now. Let's go to that. I'm here with world-renowned painter Jacques-Pierre Francois. So tell me, Jacques, why have you only ever signed three paintings?
Well, I believe my painting should not be tainted with my signature. I think you should know who painted it just from the art itself.
Mm-hmm. So why did you sign those three paintings?
Well, I was, how you Americans say, zooted off of the zannies.
Okay. Would you be willing to sign another painting and then we split the money?
No, no, I do not care about the money. I only care about art. Now, if you will excuse me, I will create my next painting only from the doo-doo from my butthole. I will call it the shit.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Jacques will not be signing any more paintings.
Look, there's my sperm donor.
That is Jeffy's real father.
Marvin, no, he's a deadbeat. You take care of Jeffy, so you're Jeffy's real dad.
Yeah, you're my real daddy.
Jeffy, don't touch me. Guys, did you not just see what the news said? If he signs a painting, you get hundreds of millions of dollars, and that's Jeffy's real dad. So don't you think that maybe he would sign a painting for Jeffy and we get a quick 100 million?
Marvin, are you sure this is how you want to spend your Father's Day?
Yes, baby, we can have $100 million by the end of the day. We just have to get him to sign a painting.
Well, how are you going to do that?
I don't know. I got to think of a plan. But I need a cop.
Why do you need a cop?
For my plan.
You just said you didn't have a plan.
But now I have a plan and I need a cop. Hold on.
Hey there, somebody call a cop?
Yes, cop. I have a plan that I need your help with. And if it works, it could possibly make me $100 million.
Well, based on that laugh, it sounds like you're about to ask me to do something illegal. But for half of that money, I might consider it.
I'm not going to give you a half of my $100 million if this plan works.
Well, if I'm helping you, you have to give me something. Look, just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll tell you how much I want.
All right, so Jeffy's dad is a famous painter.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And he's only ever signed three of his paintings, which makes his signature super rare and makes the paintings worth $100 million.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that on the news.
So, since Jeffy's his son, do you think maybe you can make a fake document that he has to sign if he wants to never take care of Jeffy again? Because me and Rose take care of Jeffy. So be like, hey, if you never want to take care of your son again, sign this paper. And right before he signs it, you pull the paper away and he signs a painting and you run away with it.
Oh, yeah, the classic paper painting signature trick scheme. Yeah, I've done that a few times.
So you think it'll work?
Well, we can definitely get him to sign it. The problem is we don't have a painting for him to sign. And his paintings already go for tens of millions of dollars even without a signature.
You're right. His paintings are so expensive. Wait a minute. You're a cop. Why don't you get a job at a museum as a night guard and you let me break into a museum and steal one of the paintings?
No. I am never working as a guard at a museum ever again. Last time I did that, all the exhibits came to life and it was a whole thing. We would do an animation about that, but we already spent our animation budget on the Charlie Brown thing earlier, so sorry.
Oh, man, I wish I had tens of millions of dollars to buy a painting.
Well, do you have a friend that has tens of millions of dollars?
I do, but I wouldn't call him a friend.
Well, can you call him?
Well, I'll call him, but I won't call him a friend.
God damn it, just call him.
Wait, why are you so pushy?
Because I want this money now.
Oh, okay, well, how much do you want? You never told me how much you want out of the money.
I haven't decided yet.
Okay, let me call him. Okay, I'm calling him. It's ringing.
What the fuck do you want, Marvin, you piece of shit? I was in the middle of getting a Blumpkin.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Goodman. You can call me back.
No, it's fine. You've already ruined it. What do you want?
Oh, okay, well, I was going to ask if you could pop...
Oh, you can keep talking. I'm just sipping on a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon. 2018, excellent year.
Okay, well, I was going to ask...
Judge! You fuckhead! The Sauvignon! It's half empty! More! Go ahead, Marvin.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you for...
You better not be asking me for money, because that will constipate me all to hell.
I'm not asking you for money. It's kind of like a loan, not really...
What? I want half. No, you're not going to get half. I just decided I want half.
Half of what?
Oh, Goodman, can you please hold just one
second? No, I don't do well with holding. I don't hold.
Just for like a second.
I'm hanging up.
No, don't hang up.
My finger is approaching the hang-up button.
No, you're not getting half.
I want half.
You know, how about 25 million?
Okay.
25 million, yes, I accept.
Well, oh, no, not to you. I wasn't talking to you.
Who the fuck are you giving $25 million to and you can't pay your fucking house payment?
Oh, no, listen, I don't have $25 million yet, but if you give me a loan of $10 million, I can give him $25 million.
Why the fuck would you give him $25 million? You should give me $25 million because I gave you the $10
million. You would be getting $25 million also because I'd be getting $100 million.
How the fuck are you getting $100 million with my $10 million? Because I might as well just take my $10 million and make $100 million.
Listen, you can't do it without me or Broken Guy. You need both of us.
Well, you can't do it without me, apparently, because I'm the one holding $10 million fucking dollars.
Okay, how about you just come over and we talk about this?
You want me to stop getting a Blumpkin to come over to listen to you talk?
Well, you can finish your Blumpkin, then come over.
No, it's fine. I'm already constipated. It's all your fault. You ruined it. I'm on my way.
Okay. All right, he's coming over and he can help with the plan.
Okay, great.
Oh, wow, he drives really fast. Let me go get the door.
Hello? All right, Marvin, what's the plan?
What's that?
My Sauvignon.
You drank and drove?
Yes, I have good lawyers, so stop being a bitch and invite me in.
Okay, come on. Okay, so here's the plan. We need $10 million.
Can I try that?
Sure.
Ooh, that's good. What year is that?
2018.
Oh, that's a good year.
I know.
Can we get back to the plan?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Goodman, we need $10 million from you so we can buy a Jacques-Pierre Francois painting, because that's Jeffy's dad. And if he signs a painting, it's worth $100 million. So Brooke Knight is going to get a contract that he needs to sign to say that he's not taking care of Jeff anymore. And right before he signs the paper, he's going to pull the paper away so Jacques-Pierre Francois signs the painting, and then we can sell the painting for $100 million.
Okay, and how much do I get?
You'd get $25 million and he'd get $25 million, I'd get $50 million.
No, if we're gonna do the deal, then I want $50 million and you guys each get $25 million.
Marvin, I just changed my mind, I want $50 million now.
You both can't get $50 million because then I'll get nothing. Okay, fine, I'll get $25 million, he'll get $25 million, you'll get $50 million.
Okay, good, deal.
Alright, so give me the $10 million, I'll go buy a painting.
Well, we don't need to go buy a painting, I already have one.
You already have a Jacques-Pierre Francois painting?
I do, let me go get it. Alright, here's the painting. It's called The Royal Puss.
You weren't lying. You actually do have one of his paintings.
Yep.
Alright, so all you have to do is get him to sign it. So go.
What do you mean go, like I'm a dog?
You said you could get him to sign it, so grab the painting, grab a piece of paper, and go trick him.
I don't know where to find him.
What do you mean you said you'd get him to sign it?
Yeah, I can get him to sign it. I can't bring him here. You have to bring him here.
How am I supposed to bring him here?
I don't know.
Oh, great. Another problem we have to solve.
Everybody shut up. I figured it out.
Tell me.
I'm not going to tell you for free. I want $30 million and you go down to 20.
That's not happening.
Okay, fine. Then we can just all sit here with our dicks in our hands.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, fine.
Can I have some more Savignon?
I don't have any more.
Okay, just tell me what the plan is. I'll go down to 20.
Okay, cool. So we're going to have a fake painting competition. And of course, he's going to show up because he's a painter. So whenever he gets here, we're going to give him a waiver and tell him he has to sign it. But then when he goes to sign it, we pull the paper away and he signs the painting.
Wow, that's the perfect plan. Do you get it? Do you get it, Marvin? Because it's a cat? Perfect plan.
It's actually a really good idea.
Well, he's not just going to show up to a random painting competition. There's got to be an award.
Ooh, I have an idea. Okay, we're going to have an award for best painter, and the prize money is going to be $10 million of Marvin's money.
Well, why my money? Why not come out of your money?
No, because I just don't want to give up that money.
Oh, I don't want to give it up either. You know what? Fine. We'll figure this out once he gets here, because after he signs the waiver, we don't have to have a contest at all.
Okay, I'll go get him.
Wait, you said you didn't know where he was.
Well, I didn't know where he was for $25 million. Now that I'm getting 30, I know right where we can find him. I'll be right back.
Well, then we don't have to do the contest.
Hello and welcome to the first ever Painting at Marvin's House painting competition, where the winner will get $10 million. I'm here with the only contestant, Jacques-Pierre Francois.
I am happy to be here and I cannot wait to win.
Hey, Jacques, before you paint anything, we need you to sign this waiver.
What does it say?
Oh, nothing. You don't have to read it. Just if you get a cramp in your hand, that we're not responsible. So just go ahead and sign right on that line.
Okay, just sign right here. Wait a minute! This is Royal Push! I have been tricked!
Grab it, run!
Sacre bleu!
Alright guys, we got the painting!
Yes!
$30 million!
$50 million!
$10 million! $10 million! Guys, alright, where do we sell this stupid painting at?
At an art auction, Marvin!
Alright, where do we find an art auction at?
Oh, hold on! The news needs me to report the news!
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, okay. Jacques-Pierre Francois has decided to sign as many things as he possibly can to make his autograph not valuable. Well, fuck.
Are you fucking serious?
No way.
I guess I could sell this for $10 million on my own.
How much would I get?
Not fuck.
Oh, man, I never get the million of dollars that I always do nothing for. I just want $10 million for doing nothing. That's all I want. Is that too much to ask, pal? Let's just finish watching the Charlie Brown Father's Day special.
Marvin, we don't have the budget for another Charlie Brown segment.
You're right.
Hey, Jeffy.
Okay, it's okay. We can be a canine unit. Just get in the car.
What happened to your legs?
What do you mean? I've never had legs.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Jeffy, get in the f***ing car.
I was sniffing your butt for drugs, Daddy. Gee.
Hey, everybody. Ready to go back to Five Nights at Freddy's 3 of You Can Come this time?
No, I'm never going back to that place ever again.
Yeah, that place is scary.
I don't understand why you don't want to go back.
Because the animatronics tried to kill us.
Well, good news. Kinda. The place burned down last night.
It burned down?
Yeah, all the animatronics burned up, except for one, so I decided to turn the place into a horror attraction.
Ooh, a horror attraction? I want to go. Sign me up.
No, horror. Like, scary.
Oh, darn. I was hoping for some good dome.
What do you mean you turned into a horror attraction?
Well, kids like haunted houses, right? So I set the whole place up to look like a big haunted house with security cameras and everything. Like you're really there. So I'm gonna charge kids $10 to come visit it. Do you guys know any kids that would pay $10 to come get scared?
Well, three of my friends are in that room over there. You could ask them.
Three? That's like $30. Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad we're never going back.
Oh man, guys, I love playing the game of life.
I hate this game.
Why do you hate the game?
Because, Junior, I'm an astronaut and I only make $60,000 a year. You're a pilot and you make $70,000. How does that make any sense? I go to space, I fly higher than you and I make less money. And I live in a studio apartment which I can barely afford and you live in a high-rise penthouse.
Hey, kids!
Oh, hey, Mr. Police Officer, I got a question. This game says you make the same amount of money as an astronaut. Is that true?
Well, I mean, I am an astronaut too, so yeah, I guess that's true. But anyway, you kids like getting scared, like in haunted houses?
Yeah, I love haunted houses, but it's November.
Well, you can get scared any time of year.
I live in a dumpster, so every night is scary.
Great, because I have a haunted house that might actually be haunted, and if you guys pay me $10 each, I'll take you there.
$10 each? Let me see what I got. I only have 40.
No, great, that's perfect.
Wait, you owe me $10 back.
Well, you're paying for me to go, too.
What if I don't want you to go?
Well, I'm driving you, so that's gas money, so come on.
All right, guys, let's go.
Okay, kids, welcome to Five Nights at Freddy's. Ooh, so scary. Yeah, this place burned down literally last night, and I just tried to fix it up as best I can. But there used to be these animatronics that would run around and try to eat you, but they all burned up. Well, there's actually one left. Here, I'll show you. So this is the stage.
Wait, why is the camera so bad?
Oh, they're just shitty in this one.
Well, why don't you get new cameras?
I'm not going to spend hundreds of dollars on good cameras. I only charged you kids $10 each.
But I can't see anything. It's all staticky.
Well, deal with it. Okay, so that's the stage, and this is the dining area where you eat scary pizza. And this is the scary hallway. And there he is, the only animatronic. Yeah, I actually don't remember him being here before, and he's a lot heavier than the others. But look, he's blocking the exit, so don't try to leave or he might kill you. I'm just kidding, he's not gonna kill you. Oh yeah, I also put some cameras in the air vents because I've been hearing this banging noise, and I think I might have a rat problem. So if you see any squirrels or rats or something, let me know.
There might be rats!
Oh, I'm out. Oh, we have our first quitter. What's wrong, you scared?
No, I just don't want rabies.
Okay, well you're not gonna get your $10 or all this free pizza.
Wait, you have pizza?
Yeah, mushroom pizza. You eat enough of that, you're gonna start seeing some scary shit, I promise.
Okay, well, I guess we can eat some pizza, but that's all we do is just sit around and eat pizza?
Oh, no, not just that. You see that red light? See? Camera and ventilation errors. Ooh.
So what do you do?
Well, you have to reboot it. Ooh!
How do you reboot it?
Well, you push this button right here, and see? It's rebooting. Ooh! Isn't that scary?
I mean, this is all we do?
Ooh! Look how long it's taking.
Okay, so I guess hand me some pizza, Joseph.
I got you, bro.
Can you go get us, like, a drink so we can have some drink with our pizza?
Okay.
It's still rebooting. This is taking forever. I think it fixed itself.
Okay, kids, I got you drinks. All I had was a Coke and a pink lemonade.
Oh, damn, so the pink lemonade!
Hey, I wanted the pink lemonade!
Nope, it's mine!
Give it to me!
No fighting.
Did you get a drink?
Oh, yeah, I got my big-ass chug jug from Whataburger. I'm good.
Do you want some mushroom pizza?
Oh, hell yeah, I love mushroom pizza.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get fucked up.
I love me some mushroom pizza. So all we do is just sit here and check the cameras.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. If you want, we can check on that animatronic. He should still be there. Oh, he is not there.
Oh, I get it. When you went to go get our drinks, you picked him up and moved him to make this scarier. How lame.
No, I didn't. I promise. Whoa, kids, you hear that in the vents? I bet it's that damn rat. Let's see what it really is. Oh, that is not a rat.
Wait, that's an animatronic.
Yeah, uh-oh. Okay, let's just reboot that real quick. Who wants to come check the vent with me?
I'll go with you.
Okay, come on.
I'm gonna stay here with the pizza and make sure no one eats it.
All right, let's check this vent. Oh, fuck that. Fuck that, right?
Wait, so that's not one of your friends in a suit trying to scare us?
No, that thing is very much alive, and I'm assuming it's trying to eat us. Hey, we're not gonna open this. You might as well just go back and try another way around. Yeah, just go back that way. Okay, let's check the cameras and see if they're back. Okay, let's check the cameras in the vents and see what he's doing. Oh, good, he's backing up. Good, just go back where you came from. That's right, just keep going. God damn it! I hate these stupid cameras. You know what? We don't even need these. They suck. Oh, we already know where he is. He's in the vents. Actually, I don't know why he keeps taking the vents. He could just walk down the hall. Oh, look, it's Freddy.
Wait, how is Freddy here? You said there's no animatronics.
Well, there's not, but there are a bunch of shrooms on the pizza, so we might start hallucinating and seeing shit.
What, start hallucinating?
Hey, yo, big bro, who the hell is this?
Oh, that's just Chica. She's probably not real either.
Chica's awfully fucking close.
Ah! She got my ass! It's okay, kid, it's just in your head.
Wait, she just ate Joseph.
yeah, she did.
I don't want to start hallucinating. I wish I would have never ate any of this stupid pizza.
Kid, can I get a little help here?
What?
This puppet thing's got my face and it won't let go.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
I don't know, just smack her or something. Oh, okay, thank you.
Oh, what are we gonna do?
Oh, no, not you. You get the hell out of here.
Wait, who's that?
I don't know. What the hell was that?
What?
I don't like this. I'm freaking out, man.
Me too.
Whoa.
Man, I am freaking out, bro. I ate way too many of those mushrooms.
Yeah, me too. Wait, what's that?
Ah, the guy from the vent! He got out!
Ah, stay back, I'm a cop! Oh, he's actually leaving. He must have active warrants.
I hate that!
What is that?
It's just the hallucinations from all the mushrooms we ate.
Oh, I wish they wouldn't have ate those stupid mushrooms. Where do you think that guy went?
I don't know.
Ah, he's right there!
Who are you?
Hey there.
Mr. Winkle!
Listen, I didn't mean to kill those five kids and shove their bodies inside the animatronics.
Wait. What the hell are you talking about? You did what now?
Oh, I thought you already knew. Here's what happened. I opened Freddy Fazbear's Pizza many years ago, and there was this little girl's birthday party.
Oh my god, this is the best birthday party ever!
Emily, I can't believe your parents rented out the whole place!
I know, it's because they're rich.
I want Foxy to give me a hug. Hey, Foxy, give me a hug! Yay, Foxy gave me a hug.
Hey, I want a hug. It's my birthday. Oh, yay, I got a hug.
I want a hug.
Now, hold on, kids. Where's my hug?
You're the owner, not a character.
Oh, I can be a character. Let me just put my suit on. Then you'll give me a hug.
He's creepy.
I don't like that purple man. He's weird.
Stupid kids won't give me a hug unless I'm wearing a suit. I'll show them a suit.
Hey, Foxy, give me a hug!
No, Foxy, give me a hug!
See, I want a hug too!
Yeah!
We love Foxy!
Hey, kids, give me a hug!
Foxy's so fun!
Foxy is the best!
Get the hell out of the way, Foxy! Okay, kids, hug time!
We don't want to hug you!
No, you're scary and we are
stranger danger!
Yeah, we don't like you!
Think of the guy.
I put on this goddamn suit, so you're gonna give me a hug! They just wouldn't stop screaming. I just wanted a hug. Oh my god, what am I gonna do? I can't go to jail. I gotta hide the bodies. I know. I'll put them in the animatronics. Yeah, that'll work. Open your mouth, Bonnie. There you go. Get in there. Get in there. Okay, the cops will never find you in there. You can go inside Freddy. Yeah, this is perfect. Good. And you can be Chica. Yeah, this is good. Good. After I put all the kids into the animatronics, I got stuck in this one. The spring traps malfunctioned, and this suit became part of my body.
Well, you just admitted to a lot of crimes, so put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest.
You really think I'm going to give up that easily? I'm going to kill you.
Run, kid, run! Ah! Go, kid, get in the air vent.
Okay, kid, I think we'll be safe in here. Oh, shit, there he is. Be really, really quiet. Oh, shit. I think my wife is calling. Oh, god damn it. Yeah, I think my wife made pot roast. That's disgusting. Who even eats pot roast? Oh, no. Oh, no, he heard me. I was being too loud. Sorry, kid, we're gonna die. I never thought I'd die in an air vent. Wait, kid, you hear a skateboard?
I do hear a skateboard.
It's Foxy! What? Yeah, kick his ass, Foxy! What? Yeah, get him! Get him, Foxy!
Wait, is Foxy good?
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. Hey, Foxy, can you get us out of here? Thanks.
Thanks so much for saving us, Foxy. All right, kid, let's get the hell out of here. There's not much to do in the third game anyway.
Ah, I'm never going back there ever again!
I've heard people say that three times, and there's a fourth game, so I don't even believe that anymore.
Jeffy, good thing you didn't go back. That place is terrifying.
I know, Junior. I'm never going back there ever again because that place gave me...
nightmares.
Hey, Mommy, can you help me go over the Alphabet?
Sure, Jeffy.
It's the Alphabet, Jeffy, not the Applebet.
No, it's the Alphabet.
Alphabet.
Then why does A start with Apple?
Apple starts with A.
Well, hold your tongue and say Apple.
Why?
Because it's funny. Just do it.
A-hole.
Asshole!
Jeffy, don't cuss.
You said it first!
No, I didn't. I said a-hole.
Asshole!
Marvin, it does kind of sound like that.
Sound like what?
Asshole!
Jeffy, stop cussing!
Jeffy, give me the cards and let me help you. All right, here we go. Ready?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P,
There's no rhythm.
Q, R, S, T,
V. Double V.
Wait. What'd you just say, Jeffy?
Double V.
No, that's a double U.
No, it's a double V. Because look. See, you got a V right there. And if you put two Vs side by side, it makes a double V.
No, that's a double U.
Well, Daddy, look right here. See, that's a U. And a U is rounded. And the V is pointy. And if you put two pointy Vs together, you get a double V. And if it was really a W, they'd be rounded and it would look like boobies.
Well, I understand that makes sense, but it's called a double U, not a double V.
Well, I think they should change it.
Well, they're not going to change the alphabet, Jeffy. It's the way it is.
Well, I'm going to sue.
Who are you going to sue?
I'm going to sue the alphabet.
Well, you can't sue the alphabet, Jeffy. That is a double U. It'll always be a double U, no matter how much sense you're making.
No, it's a double V, and I'm going to let someone know about it.
He's so dumb.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boobang, and today we will be hearing the case of Jeffy versus the Alphabet. Jeffy is suing the Alphabet because he wants the letter W to be called double V. One thing, real quick. Since the Alphabet is not a person, Bailiff, who do we have here representing the Alphabet?
Well, Your Honor, we have this dictionary, and it's full of words and letters, so I guess that's kind of like the Alphabet, and I guess his name would be Webster. I mean, it has 20,000 words in it, but, I mean, there's actually 140,000 words in the English language, so I don't really know how they decided which 20,000 words to put in here. I guess it's just kind of like the top 20,000 words. Like, they should have called this, now that's what I call words. It's just kind of the best of. But anyway, we're using this as the alphabet.
Oh, good. We can start then. Jeffy, tell me why you think the letter W should be called double V.
Mommy, get in here. Well, Your Honor, most people call this letter a W, when in fact it should be called a double V. Because this letter right here is a V. And if you put two Vs side by side, it makes a double V. This letter right here is a U. Notice how it's rounded on the bottom, and on the double V, it's pointy like the letter V. So this letter right here should be called a double V and not a double U.
Hmm, interesting. Let me see those cards. Yes, let's see here. Yes, I suppose you're right. It does look more like a double V than a double U. Jeffy, you are a very smart young man. Oh, that must be my phone alarm. Oh, yes. I have low blood sugar, so it's time for my daily Big Mac. It's bad for my cholesterol, but you only live once. That is delicious. My heart! I'm having a Big Mac attack! Help me!
Your Honor, are you okay?
I'm having a heart attack. Someone help me.
Sir, I'm a doctor. I can get you to a hospital right away. But who's going to take over your judge duties?
Him. That boy. He's a genius. I trust him to make good decisions while I'm in the hospital.
Really? Him? That doesn't seem like a good idea.
Are you questioning my orders? I choose him. Now get me to a hospital immediately.
Right away, sir.
You, boy, you're the judge of this courtroom now. Everybody do what he says until I get back.
Sir, we have to go right now.
You are the judge. What you say goes.
I'm the judge now? That's awesome. Order. I'm Judge Jeffy, and there's going to be some changes around here. And my first rule is that the letter W will be now called the letter double V. Anyone who calls it W will be sentenced to 50 years in prison. And also, if I find someone innocent, they'll get a good boy sticker. All right, bailiff, I'm ready to hear my first case.
Okay, Your Honor, this is Goodman, and he was arrested on tax evasion.
It's my hard-earned money. I shouldn't have to give it to poor people.
He hasn't paid his taxes in 12 years, which is a very serious crime.
Listen, Judge, this is a suitcase full of cold, hard cash. I'll give it to you if you just let me go.
And that's bribery, which is another charge.
Come on, just take the money.
Don't take the money.
Simon says take the money. I'll take the money. Bring it here. Here you go.
You can't do that.
All right, thank you very much. I find this man innocent. And don't forget your good boy sticker. Thank you. All right, bailiff, I'm ready to hear the next case.
Hey, Your Honor, you can't be doing that.
Doing what?
Letting people bribe you to get away with their crimes.
But I'm the judge.
Well, yeah, but as a judge, you have great power. And it's like Spider-Man says after he does that wrestling match to get money to buy a new car to impress Mary Jane. He says, I need that money. So I need that money or else I'm going to tell the other judges that you take bribes.
All right, fine. Take this and shut up and bring me my next case.
Okay, whatever you say goes. Okay, Your Honor, this next case is a single... Shut the hell up. Your Honor, this next case is a single mother who was caught shoplifting. She claims she was trying to steal food to feed her son.
I didn't have much money this month. Times are hard.
What kind of food was she stealing?
She stole a can of green beans, sir.
Oh, guilty. Guilty, 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 guilty. Knife, death, electric chair, take her to the jail. And also, you tried poisoning your kid by feeding him green beans, so attempted murder. Guilty!
Okay, off to the cell we go.
No, what about my kid?
Also, new law, green beans are now illegal. Anyone caught in possession of it is now sentenced to death. Bailiff, bring in my next case.
Okay, Your Honor. Your next case is this woman I caught on the street trying to sell, well, herself.
Well, times are hard.
Yeah, when I arrested her in the back of my cop car, she offered me a whole bunch of nasty stuff, and I only took her up on one or two of those nasty things, okay? I'm a man. I have needs, after all. But still, what she did is illegal. And so is what I did, but we're cool, right?
I didn't hear a word you said, but all I know is that you arrested an innocent woman! She's free! To go underneath this desk, because I just came into a lot of cash, and now it's sticky.
Okay.
Look, I'm not going to argue with this one. I'll go get the next case.
What do you want me to do?
Just take some cash and go sit down there. I'll deal with you later.
Okay.
Next!
Okay, Your Honor. Our next case is this homeless guy I found outside peeing on the courthouse, so that's public urination.
Aliens took my right ear.
He's homeless! Where else is he supposed to pee? He's innocent. Come up here and get your sticker.
All right, go get your sticker.
All right, here's your sticker. It matches your shirt.
Sticker man.
Now you get to go pee wherever you want.
I'm gonna go pee on a school bus.
All right. All right, bring in my next case.
Okay, Your Honor, I caught these two posing as debt collectors and calling elderly people to steal their credit card information.
Look, Judge, they willingly gave us that credit card information. See, they owe. What they gonna spend that money on? Teeth?
Coffins?
Exactly, baby. Now look, Judge, before you try to send us to jail, I would like to offer you something. My wife, see, she has some services that you can't get nowhere else on this planet. Now pop it to there, baby.
Hey there, big boy. I don't want to go to jail.
Well, that position's already been filled. Well, actually currently being filled. So, you're guilty? And also, I order you to pay back all the money that you've stolen. So, however much that is, just calculate that with a calculator. Also, go to jail for like a day. And also, no sticker for you.
No sticker?
You suck, Judge.
It's because we're black, baby.
Damn right, homie. Shit's hard out here.
Talk that shit, baby.
Next case.
Okay, Your Honor, this is Bubbles. He's been in jail for a long time.
Not long enough, because I ain't got your cute ass yet.
I don't like the way he looks at me. I'm getting worried. Anyway, the reason he's here is because he does unspeakable things to his cellmate. The most recent thing is that he branded his name on another inmate's ass.
Yeah, it's my booty. I own that booty now.
Well, what happened is he said that another inmate tried to take that booty, and he said his name wasn't on it, so he put his name on the booty.
Yeah, I own that booty now. My booty.
Okay, well, just to be clear, he doesn't own another inmate's ass. You can't do that.
I did that.
Okay, well, I still separated them, but now during rec time, he calls it erect time, and he finds them out on the yard.
Yeah, because when I like you, I want you. And I get you.
Yeah, he says that a lot, too. We tried putting him in solitary confinement, but then when the guards go to bring his food, he convinces them to open the door, and then it's just over.
Yeah, I'm a bloodhound for that ass.
Yeah, he is.
You see this number right here? That's how many booties I got. 582 booties and counting.
Yeah, we have to make him a new jumpsuit every day.
You're number 583.
I suggest we euthanize this man.
Well, was anyone else's name on the booty?
Well, no, Your Honor. No other inmates are claiming to own another man's ass in prison.
Well, I guess since no one else's name was on it, finders keepers. He's innocent. Come get your sticker.
But, Your Honor...
I told you, I guess what I want. Now meet me in the bathroom in 10 minutes. Clean up while I get my stickers.
Okay. All right, what color sticker do you want?
I want the color of inside of booty, red.
All right, next case.
Okay, Your Honor, we caught this kid spray painting a stop sign so it says go, and he caused a 10-car pileup.
What, loser? You're a judge now?
Yeah, I am the judge now, and I don't even care what he did. I sentenced him to 10 years in jail, and when you get out after 10 years, come see me and I'll give you 10 more years.
What, 10 years?
Yeah, you heard him. He's the judge, so come on. Come on.
Shamon!
Next case.
Okay, Your Honor, this is Chef Pee-Pee. He got caught stealing from the salad bar to Ruby Tuesdays without paying for it.
Look, Judge, I ate dinner there, and I still paid for my meal. I was walking out, and I decided to just pick up a little cherry tomato and eat it at the salad bar. And look, I paid for my meal. I still paid for the meal.
Yeah, but you didn't pay the $8.99 for the salad bar.
What? Cherry tomatoes are gross. Guilty. 6 months in jail.
6 months in jail for one cherry tomato?
Jeffy, I'll kill you!
Come on.
All right, next case.
Hey, Your Honor, there's actually no more cases left for the day.
Oh, well, in that case, can you send in my mommy and daddy?
But they didn't do anything to get arrested.
But I summoned them to my courtroom!
Okay, if you say so.
What's going on?
Your son's the judge now.
What?
Aw, Jeffy, you look so cute with that little hammer.
Daddy, hold your tongue and say apple.
Why?
Do what he says. He's the judge.
Apple.
Don't cuss in the courtroom.
I was saying apple. Ugh.
All right, Daddy. What were you going to feed me for dinner tonight?
Green beans?
Jail.
Jail?
How long, sir?
I don't know, just jail. Take him away, but not mommy.
What?
Okay.
Well, no, Jeffy, I hate you!
Hello, everybody, I am back! Good news! It turns out I did not actually have a heart attack. It was just angina. I know it sounds like a dirty word, but it's actually not. It's just chest pain. Okay, Jeffy, bequeath me my seat back.
I can't queef.
No, bequeath. It means to give. Give me my seat back.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Mm. Oh, it feels good to be back. Oh, hello. What is your name? I see you left me a little gift. Mm.
So, Jeffy, how was it being a judge?
It was pretty cool. People had to listen to what I say.
Oh, my phone's ringing. Hello?
Put Jeffy on the phone.
Oh, okay. Jeffy, here. It's for you.
Hello?
Listen, Jeffy, you put me in jail, but you didn't tell him how long I was supposed to be in jail. So can you please tell him how long?
Yeah, just let me know when you want him out.
I don't know. Depends on if you're going to take me to Chuck E. Cheese every day.
Jeffy, tell him to let me out right now.
Tell me you won't feed me green beans anymore.
No, I won't feed you green beans.
All right, tell him I'll let you out.
Okay, got it. All right, you're free to go.
Okay, thank you.
So, how was jail, Marvin?
You know, jail gave me a lot of time to think.
Think about how I'm going to beat your ass, Jeffy!
Well, I'm going to call the judge and tell on you!
What?
I'm calling the judge and telling on you!
What?
Hello?
Hey, Judge, it's me, Jeffy. Jeffaroni and cheese, the J-Man. J-E-F-F-Y, because I have to.
Ah, Jeffy, my man, homie. I'm very grateful for the suitcase of cash you left me, and the young lady.
Be gentle with her. She cost me a smooth 10K. But I was calling because my daddy's trying to beat me, so tell him to stop.
Tell him if he does not follow orders, he will meet my wrath. Bye!
You hear that?
Yes.
Yay, we fixed the apple bet! Now take me to Chuck E. Cheese!
But I'm tired, Jeff.
Take me to Chuck E. Cheese!
Okay.
Yay, Chuck E. Cheese!
Excited to go on our fancy dinner date tonight.
Only the best for you, baby.
Is Jeffy ready?
Jeffy, are you ready to go to dinner? Did you put on your shirt and tie? Jeffy, you're not wearing a Donald Duck costume at dinner.
Why? It has a bow tie.
Because the fancy restaurant.
Yeah, Jeffy, it's the fanciest restaurant. We're going to Frankie's Steakhouse Bar and Grill Hibachi Cantina Buffet.
It takes months to get a reservation, and they have a strict dress code.
Well, this is fancy as fuck, Daddy. I'm related to Scrooge McDuck.
Jeffy, you're not going wearing that Donald Duck costume.
Fuck you, buddy.
Okay, and for saying that, now you're not going at all. I'm going to get a babysitter.
No, Marvin, we have to leave now. Where are we going to get a babysitter in the next 5 minutes?
I'm going to ask Chef Pee-Pee. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Not right now, Marvin. I'm making a grilled cheese and chocolate pudding sandwich.
All right, listen, it's an emergency. I need your help.
Look, I'm not going to make you a sandwich. I'm already using all the cheese for myself. I'm going to be gassier than a bitch.
Oh, no, I'm not asking for a sandwich. Listen, I have a dinner reservation at Frankie's.
Whoa, Frankie's? That's fancy as hell, Marvin. You better have a suit.
I'm going to go wearing this. But listen, me and Rose are going, and we don't have anyone to babysit Jeffy, so I was wondering if maybe you could babysit Jeffy.
Oh, my bad. I had a tickle in my throat. I'm sorry, Marvin. What were you saying?
I was wondering if you could babysit Jeffy.
Oh, God damn it! Babysit Jeffy! You're stupid as hell, goofy, dumbass, retired ass little boy.
Come on! Holy shit, you got to play a band? Oh, my God!
I'm sorry, it was just that damn funny. You're so stupid.
Hey, Marvin, what did Chef Pee-Pee say? Oh, my God, Marvin, what happened to your face?
I asked him to babysit Jeffy, and he accidentally hit me in the face.
Marvin, you can't go out to dinner like that.
Well, no, we're not missing this reservation. We're still going.
Well, what are we going to do about Daffy Duck over there?
Okay, listen, I don't know. We got to find a babysitter somehow. I just don't know anyone else that can babysit him.
Marvin, what about your brother Louis?
Oh, no. No, I'm not getting my brother Louis over here. I don't need his help. Jeffy, can we trust you to stay home by yourself?
No. I just figured out how to use a lighter. And I like to hold it near things, especially things made out of cloth.
Okay, fine. I'll call my brother Louis. Just goddamn lighter.
Marvin, I was so shocked you called me to babysit. You never call me.
Oh, I know. Just know you're my last resort. I would never call you for anything ever. I just need you to babysit him. Make sure he doesn't shit on stuff or rub his ass like a dog on the carpet or set stuff on fire.
Marvin, you act like I don't know how to watch a bird, though.
What?
Because he's a bird?
No, he's not a bird. That's my son. He's a human.
This is a human? Well, Marvin, you act like I don't know how to watch babies. You forget the time we went back in time to hang out with our younger self.
That never happened. That was not us. That wasn't happening. Listen, anyway, I'm going to go to dinner with my wife, so if anything bad happens, you call us, okay?
Oh, wow, she looks so pretty in the pink dress, just like the one that was named after the fruit.
Okay, don't shut up. Let's go to dinner, baby.
He's so nice.
Marvin, I can't believe we're at Frankie's. It's as fancy as people say.
I know, it just smells so rich in here.
Hey there, welcome to Frankie's Steakhouse Bar and Grill Hibachi Cantina Buffet, where the flavor never ends and neither does the name of the restaurant. I'm Brooklyn Guy, I'll be your waiter this evening. First of all, I just need to know if you folks want to do the hibachi, the buffet, or traditional dining.
Oh, we'll dine in.
That sounds good. Just remember that our buffet is eat all you can, so if at any point you don't get enough food, you just take your plate up to the buffet and just eat everything. Just keep eating until you can't eat anymore. First of all, I just want to go over some of Frankie's favorites with you. For the appetizers, I recommend the chicken wings. They come in buffalo, barbecue, and terrell yak. The cut of steak we recommend is the kibbeh. Nobody's quite sure where that is on the cow, but it's very tender. And for our hibachi, if you decide to do that, we do have our beef tacos, hard or soft shell, and our guacamole and chips. We're the only place in the world that actually cooks that on a hibachi grill. And for noodles, I recommend the baked zeedle. So, can I get you two started with a drink?
Oh, I'll have a glass of wine, but no alcohol.
So grape juice, then?
Yes, that sounds great.
Grape juice, Marvin?
Yes, grape juice would be nice.
Okay, I'll leave you two to look at the menu.
Oh, baby, what are you looking at?
I don't know. He really made that kibbeh sound good.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you like to do for fun? What, are you going to make like a popcorn? Or maybe paper mache? It still might be paper mache. Okay. What the fuck are you doing?
Now you deal with that.
Oh my god!
Okay, you two lovebirds. Our grape juice tonight is an exquisite nectar, masterfully wrought from the noblest Concord grapes. Its resplendent ruby tones unveil a symphony of opulent sweetness, culminating in a pristine crystalline finish. A veritable treasure for the most cultivated of tastes. It's also diet.
Ooh.
Yeah, would you two like to smell?
Yes. Mmm, Concord.
Yes, it is.
Very grapey.
Yes, so do we have any questions about the menu?
Yes, I noticed there's no prices on the menu.
Yes, Frankie didn't believe in putting prices on menus because he felt like it scared people away from the more expensive items.
Okay, so how will I know the total?
Well, you'll know when you get the bill. It's kind of like a fun little surprise at the end, sort of like an unexpected medical bill. So have we decided what we want to eat?
Ooh, I'll get the chicken Alfredo pasta.
Ooh, expensive.
Oh, well, what about the kibbeh steak?
Oh, that's the most expensive.
You know what? I'll get both.
Well, sounds good. And for you, sir?
Well, since she's getting the two most expensive things on the menu, I guess I'll order off the kids' menu. I'll get the kids' mac and cheese.
I'm sorry, the what, sir?
The kids' mac and cheese.
I don't know what you're referring to, sir. What is that?
It's right here. It's the kids' favorite, the mac and cheese.
I don't know about that. I know we have a lobster mac and cheese. It's very expensive.
No, not the lobster mac and cheese. The kids' mac and cheese is right here.
You'll have to be a little bit more specific, sir. I only know the names of the items.
Can I get the piggy mac and cheese.
I'm sorry, sir. What was that? Please speak up.
The piggy mac and cheese.
I can't quite hear you, sir.
The piggy mac and cheese.
Oh, the piggy mac and cheese for the little piggy. Does our little piggy want piggy mac and cheese, little piggy? Hey, everybody! This grown man is ordering the piggy mac and cheese like a little piggy. Oh, it is good, sir. It's a very popular item with the kids. It's a creamy, cheesy moss with crumbled boon, and the pork is Evio pulled pork.
Oh, I heard that's good for you.
I heard that, too. So, if you want that, I am going to need you to oink.
What?
Yeah, I just need a little oink to confirm you do, in fact, want the piggy mac and cheese.
I'm not gonna oink.
I can't give you the piggy mac and cheese unless you oink.
I'm not doing it.
I'm gonna need you to oink if you want the piggy mac and cheese, sir. Just a little oink. Just a little oink. Okay, sir. I'll get that started for you.
Marvin, why were you being so weird about your order?
Because I don't want to say piggy mac and cheese. Like, why did they have to call it that? Why couldn't they call it bacon mac and cheese or just the kid's fucking mac and cheese? He knew what I was talking about.
Oh my god! What are you doing?
Remodeling! I think a closet would look good right here.
Marvin's going to kill me! A closet won't fit right there!
Well, if you grab a hammer and some shit!
sheetrock and help me get this closet done before Daddy gets home, then it'll look good.
Give me that hammer. I can't believe you would do this. What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God, Daddy, he's crazy. I heard banging and I came over and he was beating a hole in the wall.
That's not true. Give me that video.
All right, ma'am. There's your $450 chicken Alfredo pasta.
What?
And your $700 kibbeh steak.
You're fucking lying.
Oh, it looks great. Thank you.
There's no way it's that expensive.
Calm down, little piggy. There's your piggy mac and cheese, and I'm going to need you to wear this.
What the fuck is that?
Well, that's a piggy snout, because everybody needs to know that you're a little piggy who likes his piggy mac and cheese, and I have to take this from you.
But why are you taking my silverware?
Well, because little piggies don't eat with a fork or a knife. They eat with their little piggy snout to pig out. So go ahead, little piggy, put your piggy snout on.
I'm not wearing that pig snout.
I'm smelling that crumbled boon. That's good boon. We have the best boon in town, in my opinion. So go ahead, little piggy, put your piggy snout on so you can enjoy the boon.
I said I'm not wearing that piggy snout.
I'm sorry, sir. You're not going to be able to eat the piggy mac and cheese unless you wear your piggy snout.
Well, then I'm not going
to
eat it.
Well, then I should probably let you know we're going to have to charge you for it anyway. I mean, that's non-refundable, and that's Frankie's policy. It's $20 if you eat it with the piggy snout on, and it's $275 if you don't. There you go. Now you look like a little piggy.
Aw, Mervyn, you look so silly.
Please shut up. Can we just get our food to go?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. We don't do to-go boxes here. Frankie doesn't believe in that.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to have to eat all this right here with the little piggy snout. Go ahead, little piggy.
I don't think I'm hungry anymore.
No, go ahead. You got to eat it right. Good pig. Good pig.
Get back here! Listen, if you delete the video, I promise Mac will tell your dad everything that you've done.
No! Stay back! No!
Don't stop on the
knee! Don't stay away!
No! Come back! No! Stop on the knee! No! No!